17, Palmeiras Boy, 3-17 out of the second. The third is clear. The fourth, 11, Exemplar, 13, Mr. Clarify, and 16, Netherfield, 11, 13, and 16. Race 5 is clear. Race 6 at Moonee Valley, 11, Bubbles and Troubles, 12, Music Bay, 14, Nuclear Blitz, and 16, Golden Halo, 11, 12, 14, and 16. Race 7 at Moonee Valley, 1, Crack Me Up, 2, Osborne Bulls, 8, Bella Martini, 9, Brave Song, and 15, Spirit of Equator, 1, 2, 8, 9, and 15. And Race 9, number 4, Sir Isaac Newton, 8, Order of the Garter, and the Emergencies, 17 and 19. 4, 8, 17 and 19. They're the scratchings for Moonee Valley. Let's see how we go at Morfordville. Overcast and a good 4. Peno is 5.4 for the program. Race 1, take out 3 Days of Glory, 4, Kempel Sara, 10, Big Band, 11, Interam, and the Emergencies, 15 and 16. 3, 4, 10, 11, 15 and 16. Race 2, number 3, Music Bay, and 8, Solar Star, 3 and 8. The third, number 2, Dance of Heroes, number 2. The fourth, clear, Morfordville, race 5, 2, Bris Vegas, 14, Lady Soma, and the Emergencies, 19 and 22. 2, 14, 19 and 22. Race 6, number 2, Approach Discreet, number 2. Race 7, 10, Exalted Honey, and 15, Beau Rivage, 10 and 15. And Race 8, take out 6, Iconoclasm, 12, Modern Wonder, and 13, Ready Sunshine, 6, 12, and 13. Those scratchings haven't quite gone in from for Morfordville. It's a good 4, Peno 5.4. And Sky Sports Radio will preview that program with Peter Ellis at 11 o'clock.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian have a high-quality filly to own and race with Newgate Farm. She's by Deep Field, Northern Media's record-breaking speed sir, now Boom First Crop sire. From Princess Marissa, a stakes winner with 5 wins and stakes performed 9 times. And her first, second and third dams are all stakes winners. Join our Dynamic, Gay, Adrian and Newgate team in this fabulous filly. Visit DynamicSyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Punters, we bet you, you can't find a better betting app than the Tab app. With more live Sky Racing than any other app, exclusive race previews and the biggest range of race replays on offer, you have everything you need to give you the best betting experience all in the palm of your hand. Plus, enjoy access to detailed form, cutting-edge data and expert analysis from the best in the business. Download the Tab app today and stay ahead of the game. Tab. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
As a small business owner, your work keeps Australia in work. That's why a business loan from Prosper is built to work with you. Borrow from $5,000 to $250,000. Apply for free with no security required to access up to $100,000. And you'll get a dedicated loan manager.
Welcome to Prosper.
So for a business loan that's built for business, talk to Australia's number one online lender to small business, Prosper. Visit prospa.com. Terms, conditions and lending criteria apply. Credit license 454782.
Queensland's best are following the sun as the carnival action heads north for the biggest ever North Queensland Winter Carnival. From Rockhampton to Mackay, Townsville to Cairns, the race is on for over $1.9 million in prize money. Cairns takes centre stage today with Cairns Amateurs Cup Day. Cairns Amateurs Cup Day, today, part of the North Queensland Winter Carnival. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help, 1-800-858-858.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on all races at Rose Hill and Moonee Valley. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance, the headquarters of Equine Insurance. HQinsurance.com.au.
It is Racing HQ on a Saturday morning, the best way to start during the Everest Spring Carnival, which begins today. 6 weeks of thrilling racing, and we'll be previewing the Run to the Rose and the Theo Marks meeting in this hour with Ron Duffacy and Simon Denopoulos. As normal, Mark Van Gestel, the Chief Steward, joins us. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. And as we learned about Kembla Grange earlier, it was just too much rain in too quick a time.
Yeah, they had obviously a fair bit of rain overnight. I think they had 48 mils in total. So there was a couple of sections of the track that the stewards indicated weren't safe. So they made the early call to postpone for today.
Okay, so Kembla off. Righto, Rose Hill, it's just into the heavy eight, so we'll monitor that through the first few races. What have you found for us?
Out of race three, Andrew Golden hits number 13, Warwick Farm, on the 22nd of April. We did speak to Glenn Scaffold just regarding his ride there on that occasion. Finished seventh, beaten three lengths behind Kanachi, but just in the early stages of the straight, shifted out to look for clear running. It missed a run to the outside, went back to the inside where it had to be checked, and then probably didn't get out until about the final 200 metres, where it did finish the race off quite strongly and certainly should have finished a little closer. I take you to race five, D'Argento, first up in the Wink Stakes on the 18th of August. It did travel wide and without cover for the majority of the race, being first up. I thought its effort in the circumstances was pretty good. It was only beaten three lengths behind the great mare. And two to mention out of race eight, Andrew, number one, Akasaki at Grafton on the 11th of July. The stewards there reported that it did race very keenly in the earlier middle stages and then was then caught wide and without cover in those sections of the race and had to make a wide run. Its effort was pretty good in the circumstances, only beaten two lengths behind Havasay. And also number four in that same race, she knows that Rosal, 25th of August, it was only beaten 1.8 lengths behind Zazibar, but didn't show any sort of speed in the early stages here, but had to ride it along under its big weight of 63.5 kilos. But then in the middle stages, it won the hangout and race wide and without cover also. So its effort in the circumstances, I thought, was pretty good.
Okay, she knows there's a couple there. Akasaki, she knows, in the spring sprint, race eight. Thanks a lot, Mark. Enjoy your day out at Rose Hill.
Good, thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Ron Duffersey is back, of course, and Glenn Munsey and Simon Dinopoulos, I reckon, might be online. Simon, good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Morning, Ronnie. Certainly looking forward to the program this afternoon. Let's hope it's as good as the footy last night.
It was a cracker.
What a game.
It was extraordinary going down to that kick, and he's still crying in the corner. He's got the markets open, but he's just like a dribble this morning. Glenn Munsey from TAB, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Andrew. I've been used to it. I tell you, I was like watching an Origin game last night, the intensity of that footy. And the other thing was, you know, you got in front. There was five lead changes in the game last night. Every time South, you know, they got in front, within, you know, minutes, Melbourne were back up the other end of the field and scored a try. It was a fantastic game of football. The wrong result, but we live to fight another day, and we'll play the winner of Brisbane and the Dragons next week at home.
I tell you something, when there's an AFL final on across the road and people are tweeting about the NRL, that tells us just how good the game was last night.
Well, especially, you know, Geelong, they continued their magnificent first quarter efforts in finals football over the last 5 or 6 years, hardly scored a point, and that sort of drove everyone straight to the rugby league.
Yeah, no, it was. It was a great theatre for them.
All right, I feel like South this morning. I'm having trouble getting ahead here. Every time I get ahead, there's another hiccup, and you're another length and a half behind.
Yeah, no, there's been a little issue, but we've got through the scratchings. All right, let's get going. Just in the heavy eight at Rose Hill, so that'll be very interesting just to see how it plays with the rail back into the true for the first time in 6 weeks. The day begins, Glenn, at 10 past 12.
Yeah, 8 mils of rain. To put it into perspective, you can go from Rose Hill to Canterbury in probably 20 minutes. They had 65 mils of rain at Canterbury.
65.
You go from Rose Hill to Warwick Farm in 20-odd minutes, they had 50.
Wow.
So we've been very fortunate.
Yeah, so that cover we put up over Rose Hill is starting to work. So let's get into the first year. The Canadian Club, the Fillies and Mares Benchmark 78. We've got Mandillion here as a $5.50 chance. Pandemonium, that's what it was when the rain hit last night, $4.20 in favourite. Vienna Romance at $9. Impulsive at $5.50. Miss Shanty at $8.50. Sea Glass is a $6.50 chance. Moscow Red came out on Thursday, 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Eugene's Pick at $6.50. Parmatier came out this morning, 10 cents a win and 10 cents a place. Madame Markovitz is an $8 chance. And Arrondissement is at $61. There is $152 separating Pandemonium and Mandillion here. Mandillion's been a lot better supported so far this morning, but they are the two standout chances here, and they are well over half the total investment on the race.
And what about the pace in the opener, Simon?
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Pandemonium and obviously Mandillion are your front runners. Mandillion drawn the insides. I think it's up to Sam Weatherly whether or not they want to press up and hold, but imagine they want to be fairly urgent on Pandemonium and take up the running from that draw. Eugene's Pick shouldn't be too far away, along with Impulsive. And Sea Glass from that inside draw probably settles a bit closer and looks a solid tempo, Ron.
Yeah, solid tempo. She's sort of a, she's a pretty well lead at all costs, Mandillion. And listening to Gwenda in an interview on, maybe Wednesday I heard her interview, yeah. She said, well, something took her on the other day and saw it finish last. He said, if anyone wants to take her on, she's gone out on the front foot. She said, anyone wants to take her on Saturday, well, they'll finish last as well. I'd say that means intent to lead with Mandillion. Look, I like her. I know she's got a bit of weight, but that's offset with a claim here. She did stick on well after a real torrid run there the other day. Another two runs were excellent. I think she's back in great form. And a big, big tick for the soft track for her. I think she's a bet to nothing here. I think Impulsive is the one I'm most wary of. Just one of these well-bred improvers. Blinkers on after a first-up win. That shows intent. I thought she was very strong. Winning at Newcastle and could easily go on with the job. Pandemonium, well, she stuck on well behind a pretty good filly, I think, in that Madame Rouge. And obviously drops a lot in weight. She did carry the full 63 there at Canterbury. And two of her three wins are all second up. And that extra distance does suit her. So lots of ticks for her. And Eugene's Pick, well, improving lightly raced mare, justified the good support, running well last start and won't be far off again. I like 1, 4, 2 and 8.
Yeah, similar numbers for me, Ronnie. Just with Pandemonium, following the exact same plan as last time in, she resumed over 1,200 at Canterbury and then went to the 1,550 and was too good leading throughout there, and thought she stuck on well enough and agreed pretty promising horse in Madame Rouge. So if she follows a similar progression as she did last preparation, I think she is well placed here and should be hard to beat. I think the danger is Impulsive. Interesting to note, was in a winnable race during the week, and the fact they scratched and come here, blinkers on, Huey on. That shows intent, obviously, as Ronnie touched on. And she's an improving mare, and I think she'll get through the ground. So certainly respect her chances. No knock on Mandillion. If they kick up and hold the rail, she's certainly going to be in it for a long way. And want to throw in number 5, Miss Shanty. I think can run a race fresh, obviously better over further, but the booking of J-Mac interests me here, and she obviously wins it in Brisbane. So interesting to see how she measures up. But with Pandemonium, my numbers 2, 4, 1 and 5.
Darren Flindell calling all the action, obviously, and in the first he likes Mandillion number 1 to be 2, 8 and 6. 1, 2, 8 and 6 for Darren in race number 1. And Glenn, we should remind again our listeners and viewers of all this bonus bets today on every race at Rose Hill. If your horse runs second or third, you get that bonus bet of up to $50.
Yeah, Andrew, that'll run right through Rose Hill and also Moonee Valley. So I said this the other night. I said we've educated a generation of punters. You're not allowed to lose. And when you back a winner, so it's not bad if you're a punter anyway. So that will happen right through today's program. And, that you know, if you took the early bird special prices yesterday, that carries through to, you know, your bets today to qualify for the bonuses there. So don't worry if, you bet early and you've got those better prices. That still carries through. If your horse runs second or third, you'll qualify for a bonus bet of up to $50 on Rose Hill right throughout and Moonee Valley today as well.
Okay, well, let's look at race 2, this week's Tab Highway.
Yeah, the Tab Highway, now $75,000 races. Of course, we had the first last week. Today's Tab Highway is a Class 3 over 1,200 metres, and we'll start with scratchings here. Equal Balance out, no deduction. Mediterranean came out Thursday, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Rhyming Puppet came out yesterday, 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place. My Blue Jeans at 8, Fun Tickets. Matty Dow, just the float was going to Kembla, tell him to keep going and get to Rose Hill, because Fun Tickets was in there as well. $16. Exaggerate at $51. Highway 66, $2.80 in favourite. Territorial for Tash Burley is an $8.50 chance. Eve's Miss at 26. Loves a Hassle, 61. Risk and Reward at $6. Handle the Truth is a $4 chance. Fear Factor at $26. Magic Ali at $51. Arletta out, no deduction. Toast at $41. Ethanicity is a $71 chance. Simply Striking is out, no deduction. Gaelic Bolt at $151. and Forever Special is a $126 chance. Well, the two favourites here, the two standout chances as per the market and the investments on the race, just over, well, 50% more on Highway 66 than there is on Handle the Truth, and you can't find the third pick.
Righto, we lost one of the potential horses, Rhyming Puppet, up front. What else is going that way, Simon?
Yeah, plenty of speed here, Andrew, as we expect with most TAB highways every week. I think Risk and Reward and Eve's Miss from the inside, from the middle draw, sorry, they look to press up. And then you've got Exaggerate and Handle the Truth drawn the inside. I think Highway 66, earmuffs coming off today, so I'd imagine she'll be a lot closer to the speed and just looks to trail that speed. So I don't think the wide draw's that big a concern. Should be able to string out here and should be able to slot in, hopefully.
Yeah, I agree. She won't be as far back at 1,200 with that gear change. I like her a lot today. I think she's, there's always that little bit of a query when you get on a heavy track. But hopefully we're working with a softer rather than a heavy track, and she has handled the soft well in the past. So I'm with her. I think she's far too strong here. I am wary, and I do respect this three-year-old, Handle the Truth. He's all his form looks quite solid, and he was good winning the other day. Just if he's out on his feet that last little bit, second up at 1,200. That's what I'm gambling on, that the mare being the stronger horse here. 11, Risk and Reward, is his foot right on the till. It just hasn't been ready. And third up here to an absolute peak and should have finished closer last time after getting chopped down in the straight. And Territorial, I'm interested. It comes out of a benchmark race and then a trial, tick over trial. Another one, I'm not 100% sure with the heavy track credentials. 7, 12, 11 and 8.
Yes, virtually the same numbers here, Ronnie. Struggled to get away from the market in this race. Certainly with Highway 66, it was hard, obviously, to miss her run there at Rose Hill last start off the slight freshen up. She obviously missed a start with the earmuffs on there. And look, she closed off very well behind Common Purpose. I thought it was a pretty solid highway. Obviously, it was a bunch finish, but I think it was a decent piece of form. I think she can only improve off that. And as mentioned, she should be a lot closer to the speed. She's unbeaten at 1,200. James McDonald ticks the board. So ticks enough boxes for me. I think the main danger is Handle the Truth. Just a big query for me. He goes 1,000 or 1,200, 36 days between runs and goes onto a heavy track. So generally that screams lay to me. But look, he's a promising horse. He's drawn to get a nice run in transit. And he wasn't far away in the Black Opal. And there are fairly big wraps on him down in Canberra. So I certainly respect his chances. Number 11, Risk and Reward, racing in good order this time in. Should be at his top third up and is also promising, only having the 6 starts. And number 4, My Blue Jeans. Interesting to hear that Danny Williams this morning suggests it certainly will relish the heavy track this afternoon. But keen on Highway 66, begins better, I think she'll be winning. My numbers 7, 12, 11 and 4.
7, 12, 11 and 4 from Simon. Darren likes the 7 as well, Highway 66 to be 12, 11 and 8. That's 7, 12, 11 and 8 for Darren Flindell in today's TAB Highway. We move to the... I can't say it. Race 3 at 125, Glenn.
Yes, Andrew, it's the Schweppes handicap here, a benchmark 78 over 1,400 metres. And in this race today, don't give a damn. Well, you should when it regards to Schweppes, I can tell you that now. It's a $2.80 favourite. Drakenfels is at $11. Sure and Fast at $201. All Too Ho Ying is at $41. Renewal at $3.50. Level 8, $16. Karnachi at $26. Mapmaker came out yesterday, 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Omanika at $8.50. Merivee at $14. Volpe at $26. Andaz at $10. Golden Hits at $16. And Voilier is an $81 chance. Very good support here for Renewal. They don't usually firm from... when they go to the inflated prices, it got to $4 yesterday. Well, it actually firmed back underneath the price it went before we extended the price out yesterday, but it's back to $3.50 now, Renewal. It has three times the amount of money on it than what Don't Give a Damn has, and a similar situation to the previous. Cannot find the third pick.
All right, we can find some pace, Simon.
Yeah, only looks an even tempo, I think. Don't Give a Damn. Certainly looks to control from that draw. I think All Too Hoying kicks up from his inside draw. Renewal, if he begins better, will be a lot closer. And Kanachi, I think, looks to come across from that wide draw. But I think Don't Give a Damn leads fairly comfortably here, Ron.
Yeah, look, at second glance, I would have thought, yeah, complete control and get into his rhythm with his 64 kilos there. Look, I just shy when I keep looking at that weight, and I'm looking at a heavy track, and I can understand the support for Renewal here. He won't want to miss the start and get back in the ruck here, though, like he did the other day, because these horses are going to get a lovely rest up front. But I still think he meets him 4 kilos better today, and when we're getting right up in the weights like this, I think it is significant. So I'll lean his way to beat Don't Give a Damn. If you just look at the video of their last start performances, it was just so dominant in his favour. But I think everyone's just looking at that big weight. And like I said, is it 18 years since one carried 64 kilos in town? Look, I don't know how big the database is as far as how many have tried, but it is a stat. Two Drachenfels is the upset horse here. I thought he trialled very well before going to Moonee Valley on that track. I don't know what happened to that track that day. It just wasn't. There was bias on the track, so I want to forgive anything on that. And best of the rest, maybe number 9, Omanika, first up. If I could have another go, I'd probably pump Level 8 up somewhere there because of the wet track credentials or the heavy track credentials. 5, 1, 2, and 9.
Yeah, with Renewal as well. He was obviously heavily backed first up, but you knew your fate early in that race when jumping slowly from the barrier there. And hard to miss his run up along the inside. He closed off very well in what was probably the inferior ground. I think the biggest tick for him is up to 1,400 metres, and he's got a fair bit of improvement up his sleeve on his best form last time in. Heavy track, some question mark, but look, he begins better and settles closer to the speed. Expect him to be very hard to beat with Tommy Berry aboard. I want to give number 12, Andaz, a chance here fresh from the Chris Waller stable. Looking at his form down in Melbourne, he bumped into a horse called 50 Stars, who is a very, very promising horse. He's had a system reboot back in Sydney, and he won a trial in the lead-up. On his best form, he's well and truly up to this, and expect him to run well. Kieran McAvoy, a key booking. So if there's a blowout, I think Andaz can run a big race here. Number 1, Don't Give a Damn, clearly no knock. He's got the big weight, but look, he is well placed in this race. He drops back from a benchmark 91 to a 78. So if you're in his corner, don't be scared of the 64. He's certainly well treated, and he looks to get all the favours on pace, and he'll relish the track. So if you like him, certainly stick with Don't Give a Damn. Don't let that weight scare you off. And number 10, Merivee, just a bit of a spec for me. The fact they put the blinkers back on, James McDonald aboard here, by all reports they've trained him a bit differently this time in. He could show up on his best form. But with Renewal at the weights, my numbers 5, 12, 1 and 10.
Yeah, 5 also with Darren Flindell here. Renewal to beat 13, 6 and 1. 5, 13, 6 and 1 in race number 3, the Schweppes.
Now, Andrew, if you're looking at the form guide, Renewal did not carry 54 kilos at its last run.
Yeah.
Renewal carried 55 kilos at its last run. It's in the steward's report, was in the pre-steward's report. But for some reason, it hasn't carried forward to the form that James McDonald rode at 1 kilo. I don't know why, Ronnie.
No, I don't either. People live and die by the weight. So, look, like, personally, and I did say meets at 4 kilos better. Some other people will say 3 kilos better.
Yeah, it carried 55 kilos at its last start, Renewal. Not 54
kilos. Okay, thanks for that. Righto, that's important information with Renewal over the top of Rose Hill at the moment. The cloud is around, but it's fairly high at this stage. There won't be a lot of rain, if any, through the day with the track just into a heavy 8. We're going to take a break. Don't forget the Kosciuszko tickets. Your last chance the next few days. The tickets will stop selling at 5 p.m. on Thursday, and then at 4 p.m. on Friday at Racing New South Wales, the 12 slots will be drawn out.
Dynamics indications Gay and Adrian have a super colt to be owned and raced with Jerry Harvey. By Piero, the champion first and second season sire in Australia, our colts from Confer, a Group 1 placed mare.
I've been dealing with Dynamics indications now for many, many years. They're good people. We've had a very good relationship over a very long time.
Join Jerry Harvey and Gay Waterhouse in our Piero colt. Visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-61-9999. AFSL 336808.
From your partner in Equine Nutrition Group 1 Feeds comes Pure Gold. Pure Gold carries high amounts of healthy gut food source, resistant starch. Pure Gold calms the gut and promotes good bacteria, helps horses susceptible to colic, boosts the immune system, promotes a higher rate of absorption of vitamins and minerals, helps prevent dehydration, alleviates diarrhea, and can help with fussy eaters. To strike Pure Gold for your horse, visit group1feeds.com.au. 100% Australian owned and operated.
A lot's changed in small business, but some things, like chasing finance, haven't. A business loan from Prosper can help. Borrow from $5,000 to $250,000 for renovations, equipment upgrades, or new business opportunities. Plus, funding is possible in 24 hours. So if you'd rather chase business than finance, talk to Australia's number one online lender to small business, Prosper. Visit prospa.com. Terms, conditions and lending criteria apply. Credit license 454782.
Queensland's best are following the sun as the carnival action heads north for the biggest ever North Queensland Winter Carnival. From Rockhampton to Mackay, Townsville to Cairns, the race is on for over $1.9 million in prize money. Cairns takes centre stage today with Cairns Amateurs Cup Day. Cairns Amateurs Cup Day, today, part of the North Queensland Winter Carnival. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help, 1-800-858-858. Racing HQ is brought to you by the Tab app. Get live streaming of every race every day, even when you're browsing the app. Gamble responsibly.
Ron Duffersey and Simon Denopoulos looking at today's program. Glenn Munsey from Tab. Glenn, let's go jump straight into the daily tally. Stan Fox.
Yes, the fourth race on the card here at Rosehill Gardens this afternoon. And the top weight here, well, they're all level weights apart from the filly, but the number one saddle cloth is the Autumn Sun, and it's the $1.80 favourite. Deodoro at $15. Irukandji is an $11 chance. Outrageous out this morning. 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Master Ash at $7.50. Danawi is a $6.50 chance. Toulouse at $16. Tarka at $19. Musselbrook came out Wednesday. 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Dealmaker $11. And Mizzy is a $19 chance. They're only interested in the Autumn Sun here. Well over half the total investment on the race. Did go up as short as $1.50. Got to $1.85. Was evens yesterday.
Many takers? Many takers of evens?
Yeah, not massive, but...
no profession. No big money.
No. Mm-hmm. No, the early shopper customer didn't take the Autumn Sun, although he did invest $100,000 in the first 20 minutes. The Autumn Sun wasn't one of them. Oh, long way to second pick. Second pick would now be Danawi in front of Master Ash.
And is there much pace, Simon, around Master Ash?
I think there's solid in terms of Master Ash looks to lead from the inside. I think Danawi can come across and possibly lead if they want to. Mizzy showed speed last start. Shouldn't be too far away. And then you've got the likes of Tarka from that inside draw. And I don't think Irukandji will be too far. But I guess a solid tempo, Master Ash or Danawi leading.
Yeah, I think they sit up, though. And I think this favourite race is a lot closer than what everyone thinks as well from that beautiful draw and being nice and fresh at 1,500. Look, he's hard to get away from, isn't he? Yeah, look, 1,500 first up heavy track. But Chris sounds comfortable with the way he's presenting here first up at the distance, saying that he's a horse that doesn't carry a lot of weight. He's an athlete who he thinks he's got fit enough, and that's what it's all about. He's a class above them at set weights here and should be getting home. I'm keeping an eye on his stablemate here, Dealmaker. I think he's a real promising stayer, this fellow, and I love the way he savaged the line there first up. Just want to see him do it again, though. Irukandji. It loomed up, knocked up in what looks a pretty good up-and-coming stakes. So I think he could well be the improver out of that at this distance. And I'm not leaving Master Ash out. He's really turned the corner, this horse. He's a progressive type with a turn of speed. It's just a matter of whether he can do that at 1,500 on a heavy track. He looks the goods. 1, 10, 3 and 5.
Yeah, agree. Very hard to get away from the Autumn Sun. Obviously, he came a long way. And he's made in preparation a Group 1 at just his third start. So the two trials, he's looked good and sort of lines up against, I suppose it's an easier option for him than if he went to the run to the Rose here. I think 1,500 first up's no concern. He's the current favourite for the Golden Rose, and I think if he's going to hold that position in the market, he'd want to be winning, and winning well this afternoon. From the draw, he gets into a good spot, he'll be hard to beat. I think Irukandji's the main danger. He loomed up to win first up and just peaked on that run. I think he's a really nice, promising horse heading towards a race, possibly like the Spring Champion. Expect him to run well here. Number 10, Dealmaker, really had the flashing light on when returning last start. Behind Denawi there, closed off well. He can only improve further, and Hugh Bowman a key booking there. And number 8, Tarka, did a really good job to win at the midweeks. I know it's a big step up in grade for him, but I think he's pretty promising. James McDonald sticks aboard there, so expect him to run well. But I think the Autumn Sun will be winning. My numbers 1, 3, 10 and 8.
Yeah, Darren Flindell completing it as well. The Autumn Sun number 1 to beat 10 Dealmaker, then the 5 and the 6. 1, 10, 5 and 6 from Darren Flindell in the Stan Fox. One of the big races today with the appearance of the Everest favourite now is Trapeze Artist in the Theo Marks, but now just into the heavy eights. So it'll be interesting to see what happens today, Glenn.
Yeah, well, the thing about that, Andrew, Chris Root said last night on Formline Extra, Gerald wasn't really happy in starting Trapeze Artist if the track was heavy. Now, Gerald would be out there this morning. He probably would have sent one of his horses out to work on it. You know, usually Josh Parr or James Innes Jr. ride the track there first thing in the morning. So that's telling me that Gerald thinks this track is not that bad. So with Trapeze Artist, and it's the $2.90 favourite in the Theo Marks here. Home of the Brave with earmuffs on it, $5. Shillelagh's at $18. D'Argento is a $3 chance. Fox Play at $15. Grand Rosso is a scratching, and the deduction for Grand Rosso, as I look it up here, come on, Larry, swing into action, boy. It's no deduction for Grand Rosso. That's why I didn't write it down. King's Guard is a $61 chance. And Siege of Quebec, Tommy Berry will ride a half over. As he said earlier this morning, he's riding now at 53.5. It is a $4.40 chance. I've got to go back to the old market here because paying 1-2 now, we've gone to a new market. So I'll go back to the old one to tell you what happened in that one. And at that stage, D'Argento is slightly more popular than Trapeze Artist, and once again, they're two standout chances, but take note, there is a fresh market there with pay 1-2.
And does Tommy Berry take it up here, Simon?
Yeah, it'll be interesting, because Home of the Brave gets the earmuffs on for the first time, so that sort of suggests they're liking to settle with his horse, but look, he's got great speed, so I don't think they'll be able to be honest. CJ Quebec looks to roll forward and sit outside the lead. Trapeze Artist won't be far away, and Kingsguard also from that inside draw. Imagine D'Argento just trails those sort of Trapeze and Kingsguard in the run there. But I think Home of the Brave leads, Siege of Quebec possibly outside.
Yeah, look, it looks that way, doesn't it? Well, although if Siege of Quebec wants to, I'd say it could push on. Yeah, my question is, will he start favourite? Trapeze Artist, I don't think he will, personally. Just pull their wet track form apart here. I think Trapeze Artist ran third in the size, beaten. He was a $17 chance, beaten, you know, more or less a length, and obviously he was in that very heavy Golden Slipper where he wasn't disgraced running sixth, and his soft form is quite solid as well. He won the Expressway on a soft five, so I don't know whether he can take that into account, and he ran fourth on a soft seven in a two-year-old race one day. So there's no evidence to say that he's no good in the wet, and likewise with most of the other runners here, although the bottom one, CG Quebec's never been on it, although he won a trial on a heavy track at Kembla Grange one day. Four on top. D'Argento, I just think this track's played into his hands as far as how testing it is. Back in distance instead of up, you know, 1300 first up with 61 could be the telling thing for me. I'm not underselling Trapeze Artist. He's a brilliant colt, and I'd love to see him come back with a bang. Two Home of the Brave. I just haven't got a good grip on his form. You know, he looks talented, but just that one run down the straight, I just haven't got enough evidence and stats about him. And Siege of Quebec did look really good last week galloping between races. 4, 1, 2 and 8.
Yeah, same first four, just slightly different order for me, Ronnie. With D'Argento, it's hard not to be with him really when you look at the weights. He's had a run this time in, Trapeze Artist first up. Second up last preparation, D'Argento beat Trapeze Artist home in the Hobartville. Now meets him 5 kilos. Obviously Trapeze Artist has gone on to win both the TJ and the All Age Stakes. But I think it is almost, I wouldn't say D-Day for D'Argento, but it's time for him to stand up and be counted. He's current favourite for the Epsom. And if he can't beat Trapeze Artist today at the weights, it's interesting to see if he will be favourite after today. But look, On what he did first up, I think he can only improve. I've got no concerns back in trip 1300, obviously on the wet track. He's had the 3 weeks between runs, and this will be the springboard towards the Epsom. So he's only one run from his grand final. Expect him to be very hard to beat. Trapeze Artist, if he can win today under all the conditions, look, good luck beating him in the Everest. It's a big question mark for him today, giving weight away on a heavy track, 1300. But if he comes back and wins today, he's going to be very, very hard to beat in his grand final. Number 8, CJ Quebec, thought he did a really good job given the way the track played that day. Gets his chance down in the weights, he'll run well. And number 2, Home of the Brave. I thought he was rock solid in his first start in Australia. He can improve second up. But with D'Argento, certainly gets his chance at the weights here. My numbers 4, 1, 8 and 2.
Can I just bring up, do you think if he does, like you said, we're all saying the Epsom's his grand final. If he wins today, does that affect his weight in his grand final in the Epsom?
Well, that's what I was a bit concerned with, Ron. He obviously, the weights come out on Monday. I know Chris Waller was interviewed during the week in regards to Unforgotten and what weight she'll get. I think, obviously, depending on what weight she'll get, she'll run. You'd imagine D'Argento will get less than her. So I still think he'll be well treated in the Epsom regardless.
Fair enough.
Righto, Darren Flindell likes Home of the Brave here, number 2 for Godolphin to beat 4-1 and 8. 2-4, 1-8 for Darren in the Theo Marks Race 5. Legs of the quaddy time now, and today the tab suggesting it will get to 750,000. Glenn?
Yeah, that's right, Andrew, and the first leg of the quaddy today is the run to the Rose, and we see Zusane, who is with earmuffs off today at $4.20. Lean Mean Machine, which Ronnie will be after the galas, at $17. Graph at $2.60. Performer, and that makes him favourite, of course. Performer at $7. Pakiri at $81. Danawi out no deduction. Sandbar at $9. Longleaf $11. Jonker with the blinkers on at $14. Legend of Condor with the earmuffs off at $34. Tchaikovsky out no deduction. Smarter Lissom winkers on at $10. And Nuclear Blitz with a tongue tie on at $51. Easily the best supported runner here, Graf. Three times the amount of money than any other runner. First bet yesterday was 19,000, I think it was, at $2.90 or something like that. And back into it was 250 and this morning, and then back to 260. So he sort of bounced 260, 250 the last little bit. As I said, three times the amount of money on it than Zusane, and then a good battle between four or five of them behind it.
And Jonker Simon gets the blinkers on today.
Yeah, and looks the most likely, obviously, to take it up. I found it a tricky race to map here, really. I think Sandbar, whether or not they want to press forward from the wide draw, listening to Gerald this morning, Legend of Condor will go back. I thought they could be aggressive if they want to on Graf, but by all reports from the stable, they'll be going back. Possibly Zusane, a bit closer to the speed.
Pakiri going forward, Stewart's note yesterday.
Yes.
Pakiri goes forward, yes. And Smarter Lissom also looks to press forward. So it's interesting. I think Graf does go back, though. Interesting. Jonker looks the leader, but I'm not sure who sits outside, Ron.
Yeah, look, Jonker, I would have thought maybe Sandbar sits outside. That's just his tough nut style. That's Graf is got work to do, but who knows how this track's going to play. I sort of was mapping him, you know, just look for Legend of Condor's back, but now he's going back. It's made a little bit more difficult for Graf here. Maybe he looks for Sandbar's back if he can find it. All in all, you just can't get that first up win out of your head. I know it wasn't a high-pressure race, and he travelled better than he has in the past, obviously, with those blinkers on, but he just looks a different horse. He's always been a very talented horse, and he gets himself to stamp himself really top class in this field here today. I'll lean his way. The dogs are absolutely barking, Zusane here, and after looking at him before that trial the other day, I can understand why. He's definitely his father's son. He's a lovely horse, and the wraps are huge. He has got a heavy track placing at a Group 1 mile, so there's no issues with him there. He's obviously attracted very nice support as well. Performer, I'm not putting the pen through him. He just was too fresh, and the race wasn't run to suit the other day. 1,200 suits him better. And Sandbar just missed a consistency. He'll tough it out if there's any chinks in their armour. Really an interesting race there. 3-1-4-7.
Yeah, same first four for me, Ron. My only concern in this race is a draw for Graf. If he had drawn well, I thought he was close to a good thing, given what he did first up, and he's had that run under the belt over Zusein, who, as you touched on, is the biggest tip around town at the moment, resuming. It's funny, at two, there's no way you would have had, the stable would have had Zusein ahead of Performer, but that's the transition from two to three. Zusein's obviously made that improvement. He raced well during the Brisbane winner, and he's trialled up well. But look, Graf, the highest rated three-year-old at this point, given what he did first up, if he can build on that, just needs a bit of luck from the draw. If they are going to go back, Jason might have to weave through the pack there, but he's the best at it, and he's one of the best wet track riders we have going around. So happy to be with Graf. Interesting to see if they are going back, what price he does get out to. I'd imagine we'll see how the track plays. But firmly in his corner from number one, Zusein, big watch, fresh. Drawn to settle a bit closer, I think, here with that lack of speed or obvious speed, so he can run well. Performer, just a pass mark first up, but expect him to improve further second up. Would prefer him on top of the ground, but he should run well. And number seven, Sandbar, won well fresh. I think it was winner only in that race, but he's got that run under the belt and can run well. But firmly in Graf's corner, just needs a bit of luck from that draw. My numbers 3, 1, 4, and 7.
3, 1, 4, and 7, exactly the same there as Duff. Now, I just want to check Darren Flindell's numbers the way that I got sent them this morning. I'm going to double-check them here for this race, just to make sure that they're right. Race 6 it is. Number 12, Smart Alyssum, to beat 1, 3, and 10. 12, 1, 3, and 10 from Darren Flindell in the Run to the Rose, Race 6 today. We'll take a break, and then we'll be back to look at the Scirocco. This is Racing HQ.
Divine Profit. Group 1 placed at 2, winning the Stallion making Caulfield Guineas at 3.
They come to the line together, Divine Profit!
His first foals are on the ground, and this son of Schwazier has delivered. Champion sire, champion foal. Divine Profit at Aquas Farm.
As a small business owner, your work keeps Australia in work. That's why a business loan from Prosper is built to work with you. Borrow from $5,000 to $250,000. Apply for free with no security required to access up to $100,000. And you'll get a dedicated loan manager.
Welcome to Prosper.
So for a business loan that's built for business, talk to Australia's number one online lender to small business, Prosper. Visit prospa.com. Terms, conditions and lending criteria apply. Credit license 454782.
From your partner in Equine Nutrition, Group 1 Feeds comes Pure Gold. Pure Gold carries high amounts of healthy gut food source, resistant starch. Pure Gold calms the gut and promotes good bacteria, helps horses susceptible to colic, boosts the immune system, promotes a higher rate of absorption of vitamins and minerals, helps prevent dehydration, alleviates diarrhea, and can help with fussy eaters. To strike Pure Gold for your horse, visit group1feeds.com.au. 100% Australian owned and operated.
The Sydney Sun puts on a show to open the Everest Carnival, and they're off. Hot out of the gates is Winner of Discontent, quickly leaving boredom behind. What shall we do this weekend? Stonks to the lead, Fancy the Races a second, and now the Outsiders get off the couch. The last dash by What Shall I Wear, and here comes Spring. Spring out of nowhere wins by nose.
Escape to Sydney's Everest Carnival. World-class racing, live music and entertainment from September 8 to October 13. Tickets from $10. Pre-book to save at theraces.com.au.
Coinciding with the Everest 2018 is the Inglis Ready to Race Sale. Enjoy Australia's biggest race day on Saturday and the sale on Monday. All juveniles are ready for their racing careers. Monday, October 15, visit inglis.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on all races at Rose Hill and Moonee Valley. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance, the headquarters of Equine Insurance. HQinsurance.com.au.
Cloudy over the top of Rose Hill as we speak. The track just into the heavy eight. And don't forget the Kosciuszko. Tickets closing at 5 p.m. on Thursday. And then, Glenn, at 4 p.m. on Friday afternoon, they'll be drawing the 12 lucky slot owners. They'll start negotiating, and then those 12 winners to win a share in the cash proceeds from the Calcutta, the Kosciuszko Calcutta. So you've got to go to your TAB agency, the TAB app, but make sure you do it by 5 p.m. on Thursday.
Yeah, speaking of the Calcutta, Andrew, speaking to Paddy Gurr yesterday from the AHA, they're locking in about 1:30 on the Friday afternoon at Randwick, the day before the Kosciuszko for the Calcutta. Hopefully at the end of the Racing New South Wales business lunch, it will be conducted in one of the ballrooms at Randwick. Okay. So punters there, that's your chance to get to the Calcutta, because there'll be plenty in the pool. It's a starting pool of 125,000. In the Calcutta, so normally you double it, so 250,000 in the pool. So in effect, you could get there and back a horse to, you know, 70% of the winner, that's 175,000. Back your horse to win, you know, potentially 150,000 if it's a $6 chance. And, you know, and get the value of the concession coming through, money for second and third. So yeah, I'm sure a lot of pros will be attacking that. Be hard to get on to win 150,000 in one bet anywhere in the country, the way it's going at the moment.
And it's all around the Kosciuszko, so make sure you get those tickets by 5 p.m., the $5 tickets on Thursday. Race 7, this is the Scirocco Stakes.
Yeah, they would have filled plenty of these out in the southwest last night. Irresistible Pools, Scirocco Stakes with that storm, the 7th on the program today. And the toppy in the Irresistible Pools is Daisy. She's back at the races today, Daisy Doom. Lovely to have you back, Daisy. She's a $6.50 chance. Formality with the Nearside Blinker. Evidently not a Sky Sports Radio listener, this. Ronnie, one of my favourite people. Probably wondering what colour tie we're wearing today. Yeah, only works for us. The radio was on. Formality, Nearside Blinker on with the Winkers off is an $8.50 chance. Invincibella is an $8 chance. Egyptian Symbol at $9. Raymond at $11. Champagne Cuddles at $3.20. Zestful is an $11 chance. Extine is at $15. Jorda came out Wednesday. It's running later on. 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Noir with a barrier blanket on at $9.50. Memes is a $51 chance. Perizada with earmuffs in the pre-race only at $26. Magic Alibi at $23. And Miss Q came out on Thursday. 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Well, Champagne Cuddles, she's back to where she was yesterday in the early bird special at $3.20. She was $3.10 early today. She's been pushed back to $3.20. She's the most popular runner. She's got 50% more than what Daisy Doom has got on her. And she was 7 early today into 6 back to $6.50. They're the two standout chances.
Who takes it up here, Simon?
Yeah, I think Memes looks most likely to take up the running. Formality from the inside draw shouldn't be too far away. Daisy Doom, I think they've got no choice but to come across. I don't think it's a big concern for them. An Egyptian Symbol led last start, but imagine they take a trial today. And Champagne Cuddles won't want to give away that inside draw.
Yeah, I agree with all that. Oh, she's ringing me too now, Glenn. One on top, Daisy Doom for me. I think she just could out-tough them here first up. She's had one run on a heavy for a second in an Emancipation Stakes. That was a heavy 9. I was interested to hear what Ron said this morning about you know, the 1,200 just mightn't be her 100% cup of tea here, but now she's got a bit older. But I think that's offset with the wet track here today and the way this race maps. So I'll go with her, Daisy Doom. I think she's a bet to nothing here. Champagne Cuddles is the obvious danger. She's had some wet track form in this race. A lot of real mudlarks here. 5, Raymond is one of them. She'll be charging from the back if fancied. And likewise, 10, Noir, first up here, hoping to get a little bit of pressure up front. The other horse I'm keen to look at, Formality. It's an interesting booking of McAvoy there. Must be a tip around town for it as well. But I know I'll get a run for my money here. 1, 6, 5 and 10.
Yeah, happy to side with Invincibella Fresh. I know she's arguably better over further, but I like the fact she obviously raced in Brisbane. I think she would have wintered up there. Just the one soft trial at Randwick over the 1,050 under James McDonald. Wasn't asked to do much late there. She's won on a heavy track. She won the Dane Ripper there. The form around Prompt Response, I think, leaves her well placed here. She gets into a good spot for Hugh Bowman, who's got a great record aboard her. I think she can sprint well fresh. From number 6, Champagne Cuddles, obviously on a form last time in. She measures right up here, back against her own sex. I'm just not sure she's going as well as she was going into her last campaign. I'm not sure about her latest trial, but that's my one... my one knock. Legend of Condor, I thought, trialled all over her at Gosford, so that's my one little concern. But look, she's won 3 of 4, and she has won on a heavy track. So it was interesting to note in the early bird special that Tab didn't really move her. They weren't looking to take her on tomorrow, which I found interesting. So that's
her.
A big watch. Yeah. So she was kept very safe in the market. James McDonald, she gets into that stalking position and obviously respect her chances. Number 1, Daisy Doom, got to respect her class. Just comes across from that draw. She'll be in it for a long way. And number 8, Extine. I think she can run well fresh here. This is an audition of sorts for the Kosciuszko. And interesting to note, she's had the 2 trials going into this preparation. It's the first time Kurt's done that with her. So I suggest she's more forward than she usually is. I know her first up record isn't that crash hot, but She has won 4 of 6 over this trip, so if there's one to be a blowout at odds, I think she can run well. But with Invincibella on the each way, my numbers 3, 6, 1, and 8.
Darren Flindell likes the Dacey Like Duff. 1 on top to beat 6, 2, and 5 in the Sirocco. Race 8 is the Spring Sprint. Here's the Tab Market with Glenn Munsey.
Yeah, the Zyrtec Spring Sprint. So you might have to pop a few Zyrtecs there to stop you getting hay fever or anything. But Akasaki here. A few in the potential Kosciuszko mould in this race here. Akasaki being one of them for Stephen Jones at $21. Lofty's Menu for Johnny Bateman at $151. We've got Tango Rain at $12. She Knows for Danny Williams at $6.50. Dissolute at $10. Isa Rich is a $61 chance. Sun Craze, potential Kosciuszko runner. Tongue Tie On and Earmuffs in the pre-race off is a $10 chance. Top Striker at $23. Single Bullet Out came out yesterday. Another one I haven't written down the deduction there. I don't know why, but I'll come back to that. Then we go to Lake Lugano with the blinkers off at $12. Soothing, $2.30 in favourite. Maximus at $26. Zazibar out, no deduction. Resin at $19 now. Argent D'Or at $51. Proconsul out, no deduction. And Jorda is a $10 chance. Well, Soothing, very, very popular here. 3 times the amount of money on Soothing than its nearest rival, which is She Knows. And then a very, very long gap. Argent D'Or is actually the third pick here. And Brad Gray said last night on Formline Extra, you should be taking the inflated odds about Argent D'Or. And that deduction for the scratching there, as I get back to it, single
we'll come
bullet
back
is
to
six
it then, mate.
Six and six.
Okay. Simon Pace.
Yeah, solid, Andrew, across the board. Tango Rain drawn the widest. He can press over. She Knows won't be far away. I think Lake Lugano is the most likely to take up the running. Iso Rich and Top Striker also show pace. The favourite, Soothing, I think just trails that sort of lead bunch, Ronnie.
Yeah, look, she's we're judging her on a brilliant last start win, Soothing. Look, I'm tipping her, but I think she's unders. You know, she's had 2 soft runs. I know she won at Warwick Farm one day on a soft 6. And then another day she started evens, was beaten 8 lengths, running 7th of 8 on a soft 6. And they say she hit a soft patch there. That was the excuse. Other than that, all we've seen her in is barrier trials on heavy tracks. So little question marks there whether, you know, I'm tipping her, but just shying off at the odds. If we get another drop of rain, I might even look to something at better value here. But at this stage, 11 Soothing on top of 4. She Knows. She's a ripper. 7 Sun Craze. Always impressed me to get better with a bit of age. So I'm keen to look at him in the yard and also get Lizzie's opinion. And Dissolute's trial, well, 11-4-7-5.
Yeah, I think we butt heads here a bit, Ronnie. I thought Soothing was a good thing and marked her clearly odds on here. I think the track is the only thing that beats her. What she did at Randwick over the 1,000 put an absolute gap on them. It was a high-rating performance, a clear new career peak for her. And that can be a bit of a query if they back up within 2 or 3 weeks of that run. But look, James has taken a step back. He's given her the 5 weeks between runs and a soft trial. I think she can measure up in stakes grade this time in. So I think clearly the best bet of the day. She's just got to handle the track. If she does, she'll be winning. Clearly on top from 4, She Knows. Did a really good job with the big weight off a slight fresh and last start. She'll run well. And then I'm Team Blue away from that. Number 17, Jorda, more than capable down in the weights here. And number 14, Resin, lightly raced mare, showed good ability. She can run well, but certainly all over Soothing. Just got to handle the track. My numbers 11, 4, 17 and 14.
And Darren Flindell likes Soothing as well at the $2.30. It's 11 to beat 4. 14 and 15, 11, 4, 14 and 15. We come to the last here, and the jockey just being confirmed for number 16, Keep Up. Mark Van Gestel just texting. It's Christian Reith. It's Christian Reith, race 9, number 16 here. Glenn?
Right, in the Iron Jack here, this benchmark 78 over 1,800 metres. We'll start with High Mist as a $14 chance. Al Galel came out on Thursday, 19 cents a win and 14 cents a place. Eagle Bay, earmuffs in the pre-race, but blinkers off at $8. Estacrage is a $14 chance. Gamblestown is out, no deduction. Joshua Reynolds, blinkers on and an offside bubble cheeker at $41. Zorkan is a $7 chance. Letter to Juliet, $6 and favourite. Opposition at $8. Realised Potential is out, no deduction. Impavido at $10. Over to Tamarack at $19. The Passage is a $10 chance. Royal Stamp at $11. Then Prometheus at $13. Keep Up, Christian Reith the Rider, at $26. Fantastic Man is out, no deduction. And the bottom one, which is Excelsior, is a $10 chance. Best supported runner here is Zorkan, and was well supported in the early bird special yesterday as a $9 chance. It's the most popular runner here over Opposition. Then would be Eagle Bay. And whatever starts favourite in the last, boys, has a very, very big task to carry, because he's looking for 8 of the last 10. And the only one that wasn't favourite was Chaonic, who started second favourite, $9.50 into $6, and this goes all the way back to the 14th of July. We've had 6 in a row, so this will be 8 out of 9 if it's successful.
Duff, I'll come straight to you with your thoughts here on the last.
I think Chris Waller has got 5 really good hopes here, but I think it's Eagle Bay sets up the way I like to see it. He's just gradually increased his distances. He's third up. He's third up with a claim here. I want to be with him. I think Opposition was my horse to follow from his first up run, but he hasn't won under a mile and a half. If he's still got the spring in his step like he showed first up, he's certainly hard to beat here. 7 Zorkan, well, if you're just going on the first up run and the barrier trial, he would be favourite here, and he would win. Just that he hasn't won in over a year, but geez, he's looked good to me at that trial on Monday. He's got a terrific hope. And just one with different form is The Passage. Comes off the bias at Moonee Valley last time. 3, 9, 7, 13. Munsey could get the lot here.
Yeah, with Zorkan on top, as Ronnie touched on, close to 500 days without a win. But Chris Waller, one of his oldest tricks in the book, 4 weeks between runs and a barrier trial the week of. I think he's ready to win. He hasn't won in a while, but I think he ticks enough boxes to be with him on the each way. From number 8, Letter to Juliet, back in great order. She confirmed her performance first up when she ran third last start. Number 9, Opposition, just a query on the wet track. And I want to throw in number 18, Excelsior, who now gets a run. One for fun during the midweeks and deserves his chance in this grade. But with Zorkan on the each way, my numbers 7, 8, 9 and 18.
And who do you think takes it up in the last, Simon?
I think Joshua Reynolds on debut, obviously for the Waterhouse stable, showed speed in the UK and they got the blinkers on. Letter to Juliet shouldn't be too far away. I think Zorkan posies up. He can run forward, and Excelsior also presses forward. But tricky race to round out the day.
Darren Flindell goes with Keep Up, number 16 for Christian Reith at $26 at the moment. 16 to beat 3, 8 and 9 in the last from Darren. 16, 3, 8 and 9. Your best, Simon?
Yeah, all over. Race 8, number 11, Soothing Andrew. I think Black Odds is good odds.
Race 8, number 11. Hope it's a winning day. Thanks, mate.
Cheers, Andrew. All the best.
Simon Denopoulos from Racing and Sports. Duff, you were pretty keen on Highway 66.
Yeah, I think she's the better of the day, Andrew. Race 2, number 7. And I think the value runners at each way odds are Mandillion in the first and Daisy Doom in race 7.
Daisy Doom there, race 7, number 1. Good on you, Duff. We'll keep an eye on that track with the rail. Just a heavy 8 and pretty overcast, but no sign of rain at this stage. Thanks a lot, Duff.
See you, guys.
Ron Dubbasy and Simon Denopoulos previewing Rose Hill today. Don't forget the Cozzy Osco tickets. They close at 5 p.m. on Thursday, with the draw for those initial 12 slots to be done at Racing New South Wales at 4 p.m. on Friday. So $5 tickets closing on Thursday. Stay with Sky. A monster day of racing ahead.
Sydney's Everest Carnival. 6 weeks of world-class racing.
Here we go for the Everest. The lights on. To the big roar of the crowd, they're off and racing. Oh my God, my
the world's richest race, the Everest.
Vega Magic Brace Smash running on, then Chula, but Red Zell, he's home in the Everest. Red Zell leads all the way.
The countdown is on to October 13. Sydney's Everest Carnival on Sky Sports Radio.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Cabernet Sauvignon. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
WaterWise rules are in place when cleaning hard surfaces around your home, use a broom or rake rather than hosing with water. Visit sydneywater.com.au. Southbound Harbour Tunnel still closed after an earlier serious crash. All traffic being diverted onto the Harbour Bridge, the Gore Hill Freeway back into Lane Curve Tunnel and feeder roads onto the freeway. Very slow through North Sydney and Cammeray, also through Willoughby. Flooding around Milperra, Newbridge Road, Chipping Norton and New Warra Road. Flooding through Rockdale on the Princes Highway. Dinner at Subway has never been better with two Subway footlong subs for $16 after 3 p.m. Available for limited time at participating restaurants. Additional costs for extras excludes premium and promotional subs. I'm Jeff Wallace. That's traffic on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio and Tabcorp are proud supporters of Rural Aid. With so many people being affected by drought, we urge you to back the Buy a Bale campaign. Call 1300 327 624 to help our New South Wales farmers.
Adelaide, a brilliant Cox Plate winner by the best sire in the world.
100 metres to go. It's Faulkner tackled by Adelaide. Solid Achievers coming home well. Adelaide, Faulkner. Adelaide on the outside in front. And Adelaide has won the Cox Plate.
The fastest Cox Plate winner at stud. First yearling sold for up to $210,000. And are in training with Darren Weir, Chris Waller, Hayes Dabernick, Chris Lees and other leading stables. Adelaide, standing at Coolmore at outstanding value.
Queensland's best are following the sun as the carnival action heads north for the biggest ever North Queensland Winter Carnival. From Rockhampton to Mackay, Townsville to Cairns, the race is on for over $1.9 million in prize money. Cairns takes centre stage today with Cairns Amateurs Cup Day. Cairns Amateurs Cup Day, today, part of the North Queensland Winter Carnival. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help, 1-800-858-858.
Interstate Form is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on all races at Rose Hill and Moonee Valley. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
It is Sky Sports Radio on a Saturday morning, repeating that news that we had just over an hour ago, proudly announcing that Luke Marlow, who has been with Sky and Tabcorp since joining us in 2011, will be leaving us come October 13. He has got a position as the number one caller in Singapore. Sadly, we're losing him, but we understand his decision. It's such a great opportunity for a young bloke who's come from Fangool in, 600 k's northwest of Brisbane, moved to Rockhampton, came to Sky as a country lad in 2011, and for this opportunity through the John Tapp Scholarship to be a caller of ours is fantastic. We love Luke, and it's going to be a sad day when he leaves us, but we certainly wish him all the very best when he becomes the number one caller in Singapore. Well done to Luke Marlow. To Moonee Valley in Melbourne, overcast and a good four. Penetrometer 4.56, and the rail is true. I'll check the weather with Mark and Dean shortly. These are the scratchings. Race 1 clear. Race 2 take out 3 and 17. Race 3 is clear. The 4th take out 11, 13 and 16. Race 5 is clear. Race 6, 11, 12, 14 and 16. Race 7, 1, 2, 8, 9 and 15. Osborne Bulls has got an elevated temperature, so it's been saved for another day. Race 8 is clear and race 9, 4, 8, 17 and 19. Two jockeys just in case. Race 4, number 15, Lord Durante is Beau Mertens. Beau Mertens, 4.15, and 9.15, Saki Soldier is Ben Thompson. Ben Thompson, 9.15. And joining us is Dean Lester. Morning, Dino.
Oh, good morning, Andrew.
Looking forward to the Valley, mate. Well, from our point of view, I hope he runs well and I hope he gets a slot. There's been so much chat about Nature Strip.
Yeah, I think by the time the Everest actually run, I'll be exhausted.
It's been
between
it's been
Chakra slots. And Nature Strip and slots, it's gee whiz, it's got its pound of flesh in publicity.
Yeah, it'll be
well done
to
too.
See.
It's been fantastic.
Yeah, it has been for sure. And Mark Hutter's online. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew. I think you'll know your fate within 50 metres at Moonee Valley. If he steps okay, he should win easily, and your ticket will be alive.
It's the only thing, isn't it, Dean? At 1,000 metres, you do need to jump at the Valley.
Oh, from barrier one, you do, Andrew. Yeah, when you're the hunted, because he's got, he has got immediate speed. drawn next to him virtually with Sunday Escape in three, and whether Hootson kicks on. So yeah, it'll be a bit like watching a greyhound race. You'll be watching the lids very closely.
Yes, for sure. And Mark, what's the weather like?
Oh, actually, Dino might be a better place than me today.
No, I think Mark's our weatherman, but it is.
What are we doing here? Are you in the city, Dean?
I'm closer.
Oh, no.
For a change, I'm closer to Moonee Valley than Mark, but it's bright sunshine, Andrew.
Yeah, you're reminding us of last week, aren't you? Was it last week when you said it wouldn't rain and then it did all day?
Oh, I remember saying that.
Yeah, he's been put on the bench for that, but look, I'm going to go with the bright sunshine, and we've got no problems this afternoon.
All right, we'll wait and see. Glenn Munsey's hung around too because he loves being a part of the Melbourne preview at this time of year, don't you, Glenn?
I certainly do, Andrew. Great to be part of such a fine bunch of gentlemen.
Pepsi Max count at this stage?
I've had a Seretide count and a Ventolin count more than Pepsi Max. I'll file the swab, I know that for sure.
Now I do realise, I know Mark's away, so I do know that Dean is closer to Moonee Valley. All right, let's have a look at them. The first comes up at 12:30.
Yeah, we'll start with Pleasuring Here as a $5 chance. Nantali, the $2.50 favourite. Lopetiga at $8.50. Sharing at $9. Addison at $10. Moscow Red, scratched from Rose Hill to stay in Melbourne at $5.50. Dreams of Paris at $26. Seductive Miss at $15. And Dixieville is a $31 chance. Punters are only interested in Nantali here, $2.80 on opening. $2.60 earlier this morning, is now into $2.50. And has 4.5 times the amount of money on it than the toppy in Pleasuring, who's gone 5.480 back to 5. Third pick is actually Addison here, who went up as much as $18.
Righto, Dean, how do you see the first?
Andrew, I'm happy to have something each way on Lopartiga here. She's a really good Moonee Valley mare. She's only been here three times for a win and 2 seconds. And more importantly, 8 goes at the mile for 4 wins. And she's a dead set dry tracker, so the ground's ideal. And I just think she'll be up on pace. I think she'll give a great sight at the each way. Nantali's got to be getting closer to the end of her preparation than the start, but the Kieran Maher, Dave Eustace team are doing a great job with her. She'll be competitive again. Pleasuring, I think she's the best talent in the race, whether she needs it a little bit further and with this run under her belt, but has been in the money 9 of 12, so she's pretty consistent. And Addison's very good second up. It was a race that didn't change at all first up, so she got beaten a fair margin, but she could improve here. 3, 2, 1 and 5.
Yeah, I'm going to tip number 2, Nantali. I just think she's going to fall into a perfect spot here. She was ridden for the front the other day. I think she'll lob first 3 here without trying, get a beautiful run in the race, and the one to beat. I think number 5, Addison, is the big value runner. The blinkers go back on, tacked on nicely first up in a fast-run race. I think it's got a great chance at odds. 8, Seductive Miss. They went back from the wide gate last time. I think they'll settle handy. And 3, Lopartiga, who's probably the first leader, should get a nice run in front and will give you a good sight. I'll go 2, 5, 8, and 3.
Matt Hill calling the auction. The action there today at Moonee Valley. He's calling
doing
the auction,
an auction
later
as well.
On. Yeah, yeah, doing the block later on.
He's likes to do anything.
He likes 2 to beat 3, 1, and 9 in the first. 2, 3, 1, and 9, race 1. Race 2 here, this is a benchmark 78 over the mile.
Yeah, I had a quick look at the horse gym. I thought I knew it wouldn't be the hoss gym. Anyway, the benchmark 78 here. We've got...
he's so bloody funny, isn't he? He's got such a good-looking body, Munsey, hasn't he?
I tell you what, you're not sounding the best. You need to get on the Ventolin or the Seretide, I think.
No, it was Canberra. It's just gave me a little bit of the cold, but we'll be right. We'll fight on.
Right.
Just keep going. Here's the
market. We've got Curra here as an $18 chance. Snitzerpeg at $15. Strike Force is out. Belgravia, $23. Goldfields at $26. I Boogie at $17. The Avenger at $6. Wayanka at $15. Romanesque at $16. Royal Ace at $15. Lucky for All, $3.30 in favourite. Mr. Churchill at $61. Morning, Rod. Robbie Starr at $101. Sanctioned at $8.50. Thelberg at $61, Angelucci at $41, and Scratch the only other runner. Looking here, very, very little separating. Lucky for All, who went to 290 out to 340, back to 320, now to 330. Just in front of the Avenger for Chris Waller, went up 9, as now 6. And right behind those is Snitzer Pig, who went up 480, got to 550. It's back to 5.
Mark, race 2?
I think it's a really tough race here, Hoss. I'm going to go some big odds. I'll go number 10, Royal Ace, who's flying on wet ground, and that may be its preferred surface. But you go back to last campaign, a terrific second to Witchy Turf on the dry. I think it's in the zone, and I'm going to have something each way on it. To beat number 6, I Boogie, I think coming back in trip suits with the blinkers going on. 2, Snitzer Peg, had absolutely no luck in Adelaide, still trying to get out. And 7, the Avenger. Always around the mark, it's going well, it just needs to get a win on the board. It's a tough race, 10, 6, 2 and 7.
Yeah, I agree, it's a tough race. I'm going to go with Snitzer Peg. He's had no luck at 2 of his past 3, and the one in between he had a little bit of galloping room and he won easily, so I'm going to go with him to beat 7, the Avenger, who'll get a great run here. Won't have to get as far back, and I think he's got a very good chance. 11, Lucky for All. He'll be better when he gets maybe over a bit further, and he can still do a bit wrong, but he does have ability. And Sanctioned, I thought, would just get an easy run, lay up about 4th or 5th and be somewhere in the finish. But I'm with Snitzer Peg, but it's a pretty even race. 2, 7, 11 and 14.
For Matt Hill, it's 11 Lucky for All to beat 2, 9 and 7. 11, 2, 9 and 7. I had John Allen on radio yesterday, Dean, and he was still doing track work. It was about 20 to 10, so he was still going.
He's starting for Weary.
Yeah,
he going
he's a remarkable horseman, isn't he? I'd love to have a half hour with him on air just to talk about what he's done back in Ireland and obviously what he's doing now. Jumps, flat rider. And Darren Weir, I mean, Darren praises him so highly.
Yeah, he respects him so much as a horseman. And, I think John probably can't believe where his career's taken him since he's been in Australia, because he came here as basically a jumps jockey and track rider, and now he's got a few Group 1s under the belt, and he rides in good races regularly.
Well, he's got the ride here on Approach Discreet, which was scratched from Adelaide's Guineas to run here. Which was a bit of a turnaround. I think they were originally going to Adelaide, but what price is here for the third, Glenn?
Yeah, we got Musselbrook, another runner scratch from Sydney to run in Melbourne. It's a $9 chance. Severate at 34. Vaseo is a $10 chance. Approach Discreet, $2.70 in favourite. Kinky Boom, $5.50. Leatherhead at $7.50. Savvy Oak at $10. Sydney Blue at $15. Tavi Run at $17. Green Ivy is an $18 chance. And Aristia is at $17. Well, one of the better back runners on the whole program today, Approach Discreet. Now, I'm sure yesterday in the early bird specials, they took $3.40. And then butted up, may have been at $3.10 in the early bird specials. And I'll tell you that for absolute sure now, because I'll go back to my notes here. Sound like Andrew. 10,000 at $3.40 was one of them. And I think they came back and then 5,000 at $3.30 in the early bird specials. It's now a $2.70 chance after being $2.80 first thing this morning and has had support this morning. Second pick, around about a third of what's gone on to Approach Discreet is Kinky Boom, and a very, very long way away to the rest.
Do those early bird specials get the money, Dean?
On Approach Discreet, they do. I think,
yeah.
Andrew, I think he'll be getting the money. I think he's a very smart horse. Different scenario in that he's on a tighter track today, but I just hope they sort of wind him up coming to the turn, and I think he'll win again. Musselbrook's a horse that showed promise in his first campaign. He ran well first up. He's had a month between runs for this. I think Green Ivy's a talent. He ran well in a maiden that was leader-dominated first up, and Kinky Boom, who looks as though she'll get the longer trip. Still got to prove it, but she's going okay. But I think 4 will win again. 4-1-10-5.
Yeah, no arguments here. Approach the Street, that was just an amazing win in Adelaide. It was probably level at the 300, won by 8.5 lengths. Just got to get a clean getaway, get a good spot, handle the track, and it should be winning. I thought number 3, Vaseo, could run well. I liked its recent trial. It probably has to go back from the gate and look to run on. 5, Kinky Boom, a little bit of an awkward barrier, but the trip should suit. And 1, Musselbrook, who was good first up and will be fitter for that. 4 should win from 3, 5 and 1.
Matt Hill calls for the top fancy as well to beat 5, 7 and 2. 4, 5, 7 and 2. And of course, Glenn, the bonus bets on both Rose Hill and the Valley today. If you have, second or third finisher, you get a bonus bet.
Yeah, and you have to have a bet through your TAB account, Andrew. That's the only stipulation. Yep. And when you do, if your selection runs second or third, you'll qualify for a bonus bet of up to $50 on that investment. So you've got nine races at the Valley and nine races also at Rose Hill Gardens.
Let's move to race four. This is an open over the Cox Plate distance of 2,040 metres.
Yeah, and Pacadali here, the toppy is a $10 chance. Trap for Fools at $3.20. US Army Ranger, a $31 chance. Cordero at 19. Yogi is at $5.50. Bondiga at 51. Harrison at 7. Ida James, 11. Hush Writer at 9. Secandrabad at $6.50. Exemplar is out. Dandy Gent, 126. Mr. Clarify is out. Last Week at 26. Lord Durante at 61. And Netherfield is a scratching. What have we got here? We've got Trap for Fools, 50% more on it than goes on to Yogi. They're clearly the top two. Trap for Fools went up 330, was 310 earlier this morning, is now out to 320. Yogi, who went up 650, 550 earlier today, remains at that quote there. Fair gap to the next pick, which would be just Hush Writer over Pacadali.
Mark?
Trap for Fools, Andrew. I thought the fitness was the query going into that last run. It led, even though it was a mad leader bias, it was still a terrific win. It's probably only got to get across the inside couple of gates, and if it does that, it dictates the race again. Fitter for that last run, and is the one to beat. Good field, though. Number 9, Hush Rider, is a beauty, having its first start for Gay. Has missed the kick, its last race, and also the barrier trial. So if it does that here, it could be in an awkward spot. Hence, the Candrabad was good in the Trap for Fools race, running on from the back. And 8, Edda James, ran 7th, but just had absolutely no luck first start. Our first up will be fitter for that and should run a much better race. 2, the one to beat from 9, 10 and 8.
Yeah, I agree. I think Trap for Fools is the one to beat. He didn't go very hard in front. There was a leader bias, as Mark mentioned. So he'll be a lot fitter for that run, and he can roll them along at a lot stronger speed. And I think he'll do that here and be hard to beat. Pacadali's got the weight advantage. He just hasn't quite looked like a winner in the yard today. Until today. I'm hoping that he's just starting to improve in his condition, and I think he's the value runner. 8, Edda James, as Mark said, was a really good run first up under a pretty light ride without much luck. I'm hoping they go a little bit more positive early here with her, and she's right in the mix. And then 5, Yogi. It's going to be standing him up a big start, but I reckon this is the preparation. He'll really show that he's a pretty good stayer. Put him in for 4th. 2, 1, 8 and 5.
The tips from Matt Hill, 10 on top to beat 5, 9 and 1, 10, 5, 9 and 1 in race 4. And Dean, I should have mentioned off the top, this rail in the true today, we know where you had to be last time, but Marty Synan was open this morning saying he feels that it certainly will be much more leveller today rather than the previous one.
Well, it usually is, Andrew, and it's usually that sort of way when it's 4 metres, but yeah, it was absolutely at its at its maximum last time, the way it played.
It was interesting. He watered and got rain there on Thursday of 5 mil, so it certainly got well drenched there on Thursday. A lot of interest, obviously, we've spoken about in the Mitties McEwen Stakes.
Yes, we've got Viridine here as a $14 chance. Nature Strip, $1.40 and favourite, funnily enough. Sunday Escape at 34. Port Vale at 126. Shoals at 550. Hootson at 10. Callista is a $9 chance. And Unique Lovely at $126. Well, it's all about Nature Strip here. It was $1.50, I think you might have even found in the early bird special yesterday. Now $1.40. Has roughly 9 times the amount of money on than what has Shoals. So you've got Shoals with a Everest slot, Nature Strip on trial for an Everest slot, and Hootson, who ran in the Everest last year.
That's it. And James Cummings is saying, hey, don't forget we're trying with Viridine now that they've made the decision on Kemantari. We want him to jump and we want him to run up to his best, Dean, but if he misses the start a little bit, is there pace? You mentioned there's pace around him.
Yeah, probably Sunday Escape, Andrew. Had the blinkers on late in its career, but certainly showed good speed last start, really ran along. And you know, Hoots can obviously run along, and Callista can run along. So there's, there is a little bit of speed, but you just hope he could begin and then control his own destiny.
Does he clearly win?
Oh, I would think so. I think up to 1,100, he's the best horse in the country. But he's just got to, you know, if there was one variable you didn't want going into this race, would be barrier one at the 1,000 at the Valley. But I think he'll win anyway. Scholes, there's just so much confidence about the way she's come back. She can run very well. Seven, Callista, didn't look like a winner first up. I think she'll be fitter. And Viridine next best, 2.571.
Nothing to add, 2.571 for me as well. I think gate one's the worst possible gate Nature Strip could have drawn. Just needs a clean getaway and it wins. Five Shoals, looks like it's trolled up really well, going to be charging late. Seven Callista, fitter for that first up run, should settle closer. And one Viridine running on late might get into a place. Two should win from 5, 7 and 1.
Yeah, Matt Hill goes 2 to beat 1, 5 and 6. 2, 1, 5 and 6 in the McEwen. Start time 2:50. A lot of people will be listening and watching that for sure. Another feature race today, Glenn's the Atlantic Jewel, race 6.
Yeah, one of Macca's horses there, Atlantic Jewel, and he's hanging up the coat for the ATC on Tuesday. Laurie Macca, you've done a good job, Macca. Yeah. And in this sixth race, he's in, oh, why wouldn't you love Atlantic Jewel? Thrillstar is a $7 chance. Colasa at $41, Crone at $14, Spanish Whisper at $5, Gongs at $19, Assertive Play at $9.50, Anjana at $5, Hummer Hummer $6.50, Tahitian Dancer at $34, White Enough $15, Bubbles and Troubles Music Bay both out, Fidelia $13, Nuclear Blitz out, Alexandra Dreaming at $7.50, Golden Halo is out. So a wide betting race here, $5 each of two, Spanish Whisper and Anjana. Most popular runner is Spanish Whisper in front of Thrillstar, and they have, both of them have double what Anjana and Fidelia, the next two picks, have.
Some nice fillies here, Mark.
Yeah, it's a tough race, Hoss. It's the start of a really hard quarter, I reckon. I'm going to pick number 7, Anjana, who just looks a star to me. It's drawn awkwardly, but it'll drift back. Don't know how it's going first up, but if it's going anywhere near right, it'll be just charging at them to beat number 4, Spanish Whisper. It's looked good in New Zealand. I love its recent jump out at Flemington. A 6 Assertive Play, 2 starts, still does plenty wrong, but got good ability, and 1 Thrillstar. Good first up, will be fitter for that and get a lovely run. Tough race, 7, 4, 6 and 1.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Thrillstar. I just thought she might be the safest option in a very even and open race. She's got the one run under her belt. Drawn a better gate here, and I just think she can run very well. To beat Spanish Whisper, number 4, she's trialled up nicely, looks a good talent. Hummer Hummer's got the race fitness and a good draw on her side. And I've put in Crone of the Weir Runners, just drawn to get a good run with Zara aboard next best. 1 from 4, 8 and 3.
One's also the top fancy from Matt Hill, Thrillstar, to beat 8, 7 and 6. 1, 8, 7 and 6. The Bendigo Bank, we lost Osborne Bulls this morning with a elevated temperature, might run next week. What's it done to the market, Glenn?
Well, we've got to go down to number 3, Andrew, Crystal Dreamer, who's the first horse that's running today, and it's a $17 chance. Mr. Sneaky at $4.20, and that makes it equal favourite with the one under it, Land of Plenty, at $4.20. Peaceful State is a $5 chance. Aussie Choice at $10. Scratch the next two. Down to number 10, Oak Door is a $21 chance. Tulip at $5.50. Iconoclasm, $5.50. Al Parsim at $19. Modern Wonder at $31. Spirit of Akata is a scratching. Well, now that Osborne Bulls is not there, who was responsible for 60% of the investment on the race, the most popular runner becomes Mr. Sneaky, who actually went back up 460 this morning. Second favourite behind Land of Plenty is now 420, equal favourite with it. It's the most popular runner. Iconoclasm is second pick, and third pick is Tulip.
Did it change your top tip, the scratching of Osborne Bulls here, Dean?
No, it didn't, Andrew, actually. Yeah. Certainly my selections have changed around. I'm going with Mr. Sneaky, who now ends up in Barrier 1, which was the worry for me for Osborne Bulls. But I think they'll probably use that draw a little bit more with Peaceful State in 2, Iconoclasm in 3. He might just get up closer to the speed than he has in previous runs. And I thought his first up run was terrific in a high-pressure race. Land of Plenty will be back. running on, getting ready for the 1400 in a couple of weeks, but the way this race has dropped away, he's probably a chance here. Iconoclasm is probably in the same boat, looking for 1400 and maybe a bigger track. And Tulip, who is a good Moonee Valley horse and probably just didn't look like a winner in the yard first up, she could be a bit fitter for that run and improve. 4, 5, 12 and 11.
Yeah, I found this a really tough race. So I'm going to go now with number 12, Iconoclasm, who just got back there first up, was probably out sprinted in the dash home. It may need further. I'm hoping it can take a spot and be fitter for that first up run to beat number 5, Land of Plenty. It was enormous first up. It's going to be back and just charging down the outside late. 4, Mr. Sneaky, good first up, just going to need luck from the draw. And 6, Peaceful State, who will need further, but will be charging at them also late. It's a tough race, 12, 5, 4 and 6.
Four's the top tip here from Matt Hill, Mr. Sneaky, to beat 11, 6 and 12. 4, 11, 6 and 12 in the Bendigo Bank. Race 8, the Darto, another lead-up race to, well, I think the winner, can he get a position in the Cox Plate with this, Dean?
And the Caulfield Cup, Andrew, exempt from the ballot from the Caulfield Cup, which is the little one that sort of doesn't get as publicised, but yes.
All right, so it is a significant race here, Glenn, race 8.
Yes, and we've got Hartnell as the $3.80 second favourite here. Ambitious at 11, Magic Consul at 21, Odeon is at 15, Red Cardinal at 81, Homesman is an $11 chance. Knight's Watch at $3.60 and favourite. Mighty Boss at 18, Bonneval $6.50, Spanish Reef at 12, and High Am is a $9 chance. Most popular runner here is Hartnell. A little bit different on Monday, I think you'll find in the first markets that went up all in, he went up a $7 chance, Hartnell. And he's now $3.80. He's got slightly more money on it than Knight's Watch, who it went up $4 favourite on Monday. And, well, this morning went back up $3.50. It's gone to $3.60 already. They got, well, put it this way, Knight's Watch has got then double what Bonneval's got on it, who went up $10 and now is a $6.50 chance.
I guess the question is here, Mark, Knight's Watch got backing up and going wait for age.
Yeah, that's the query. Horse backing up, well, not so much backing up, just going to wait for age at 59 kilos up in grade. But, gee, that last win last week, that was pretty much a track gallop. It just tracked them into the race, was never, ever going to lose. It was a perfect lead up into this race. I think there's query on most of these horses who are, say, proven at wait for age. I think there's queries on how they're going. And I think Knight's Watch will take the step up in grade and it'll win. Through number 3, Magic Console in the second, who just jumped out of the ground those last two runs. It flies here at the Valley. 1, Hartnell, he was okay first up. He'll be fitter. And 4, Odeon, who was just ridden too aggressively last time, just needs to get clear at the right time here, and it might hang on for a place. 7, the one to beat for me from 3, 1 and 4.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's an unusual combination of tipping one going up in class, weight and distance, but he's... I think he's ready for the challenge, Knight's Watch, and I think it's been a plan all along to get him into this race so that they can maybe set him up for the Caulfield Cup, and he can get that ticket in. I think he'll win. Hartnell, I thought, looked at, I think I heard James Cummings say he was a fair bit heavier than last preparation, and that's how he looked in the yard, and he raced well, and maybe that's the key, just keeping him fresh and happy. He's had the 3 weeks between runs. Homesman, I think, will just get a cheap run. He probably land fourth or fifth and could place. And Bonneval, who won the race last year, but off a lot shorter break. She's hard to assess, but she's a good talent. But happy to be with the here and now with Knight's Watch. 7, 1, 6 and 9.
7 also from Matt Hill, Knight's Watch, to beat 1, 11 and 9. 7, 1, 11 and 9, the Darto Race 8. The meeting wraps up with the Craig Opie at 5.30. Under lights, probably, this one.
Well, it could be. Gallic Chieftain here is a $21 chance. Master of Arts at $61. Moss and Dale at $6. Sir Isaac Newton's not there. Divine Unicorn for Matty Dunn at $4.80, and that price makes it favourite. Rising Red at $15. Northwest Passage at $10. Good on your Humph. We've got Order of the Garter as a scratching. Rhythm Despair at $10. Pemberley at $41. Mask of Time $21. Suppressor at $8. Zar Speed $7.50, Mahaney $14, Saki Soldier $151, another Coldy is at $14, Sadaka is out, Our Peaky Blinders is at $13, and Anaheim is a scratching. What now? We have Moss and Dale, slightly more popular than Divine Unicorn.
What do you like here in the last, Dean?
Andrew, I'm going with Mossen Dale. I just think he chased a fast speed last start and he ran well. He's in pretty good form and he's a good winning chance here from Suppressor, who I thought probably just needed that run first up, but she ran well and I think she can be very competitive here. Then next best maybe Divine Unicorn, who's got a good winning record. He grounded out well to win first up and will be fitter for that run. And Rising Red, who will be better over further, but I think first up 1,600, he could run a race. 3, 12, 5 and 6.
I think this is a really hard race. I'm going to go number 7, Northwest Passage here. I just think fitter for that first up run. The blinkers going back on makes a big difference. I'm hoping it can roll across with Mahaney, get a spot up near the front and dictate the race to beat number 9, Rhythm Despair. I think this horse is flying. It's got a horrible gate to overcome again. 3, Mossendale gets a beautiful run from the draw. And 14, Mahaney just might find the top. On its day can be hard to catch around here. 7, 9, 3 and 14.
For Matt Hill, it's 3, Mossendale to beat 14, 12 and 5. 3, 14, 12 and 5 in the last at Moonee Valley. All right, Mark, how are you going to play it with best bets?
Also, I'm going to go race 3, number 4, Approach Discreet, and race 8, number 7, Night's Watch as my best bets.
Righto, 3, 4 and 8, 7. Enjoy the day. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter there. How are you going to do it, Dean?
Put in an absolute carbon for me, Andrew. Race 3, number 4, Approach Discreet, and race 8, Night's Watch.
Night's Watch, race 8, number 7. I should have done my preparations. Have you had a look anywhere else?
I like one in Adelaide, Andrew. Golden Song, race 2 for Darren Weir Scratch from Moonee Valley. It'll be winning. It's quite a smart horse. Race 2,
race two
number 6.
Yeah, Golden Halo for Dean Yendel. Race 2, number 6. We'll get a price on that shortly from Glenn.
215.
Okay, so that's it.
Here's your multiplier.
It was 250 yesterday.
Give it an extra little kick. All right, good on you, Dean. We'll hear from you right through the day.
Terrific. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks, Dean. Dean Lester and Mark Hunter looking at it. I just contacted Sean Patterson regarding the weather. I was getting some text messages coming through. Morning, Ray. Very overcast. Feels the same underfoot and no rain at Rose Hill so far. So it continues to be overcast, Glenn, but no rain at Rose Hill this morning.
Yeah, no rain here either, Andrew. But the funny thing about it, we got a lot more rain than what Rose Hill got last night. So
yep,
we've just been very, very lucky that it's escaped the majority of that rain. So let's hope that all the forecasts are right. And, you know, we it's not going to be that bad with it just being in the heavy range. And if yep, we don't get any rain, and hopefully when the track opens up, it, you know, might just improve a fraction.
Exactly. What have you got, jockey challenges?
Yeah, we'll go to back to Moonee Valley for the jockeys challenge first, Andrew, considering we've just finished the preview there. And bang. Mark Zara, the 225 favourite, over Craig Williams at 360. John Allen at 4. Regan Bayless, 11. Any other jockey, 17. Dwayne Dunn, 19. Jai McNeil and Harry Coffey, $71 each of 2. At Rose Hill Gardens, James McDonald, the 250 favourite, over Huey Bowman at 380. Tommy Berry, 460. Karen McAvoy's at 8. Ty Anglin's at 10. Jason Collett, 15. Any other jockey, 15. And Corey Brown at 41. And I know you've got the Doomben preview coming up, yep, with Maxie Andrew. Just pay particular attention. There could be some very, very slight amendments to the times of Doomben races throughout the day there, just to give us a little bit better lead-in time. It might only be a matter of 2 to 3 minutes, the majority of them, but so we're not squeezed right up on the back of Rose Hill. We'll get a little bit more room for Doomben today.
Yep, I'll give you the new times as we go through the preview. And also with Kembla Grange off, the other New South Wales country meeting at Griffith has taken the Kembla Grange time. So if you're a follower of Griffith today, take note, they'll jump in the Kembla Grange times. And we're going to preview that meeting with Paul Francis in about 15 minutes. Thanks a lot, Glenn. Safe travels out to Rose Hill.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. See you on Sky Thoroughbred Central for the Doomben preview at 10:30.
Good on you, mate. Glenn Munsey from TAB. We'll look at Doomben with Michael Maxworthy in a moment.
The Sydney Sun puts on a show to open the Everest Carnival, and they're off. Hot out of the gates is Winner of Discontent, quickly leaving boredom behind. What shall we do this weekend? Stonks to the lead. Fancy the races a second. And down the outside is Get Off the Couch. A last dash by What Shall I Wear? And here comes Spring. Spring out of nowhere wins by nose.
to Sydney's Everest Carnival. World-class racing, live music and entertainment from September 8 to October 13. Tickets from $10. Pre-book to save at theraces.com.au.
Punters, footy fans, sports nuts. Don't miss your chance to join the who's who from the worlds of racing, NRL and AFL at the Big Sports Breakfast Grand Final Race Day Lunch.
Hosted by Loz and TK with your MC Dave Stanley, you'll enjoy a sumptuous lunch, beverage package and entertainment from racing and sporting celebrities.
It all happens Wednesday, September 26th in the lead up to the Grand Finals and Epsom Day at the Grand Pavilion Rose Hill Racecourse.
Tickets $165 for members and $175 for non-members. Available now from australianturfclub.com.au.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're thinking of backing, Tab's got you covered. This Saturday, place a fixed odds win bet on any race at Rose Hill or Moonee Valley. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50. That's 18 races.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
Who are you backing this spring? Tab. Download the app today. Tab account bets only. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Just like champion sire, Bane and Reduced Choice, Divine Prophet won the stallion making Caulfield Guineas at three.
They come to the line together, Divine Prophet!
Now, Divine Prophet delivers with his first foals. Champion sire, champion foals. Divine Prophet, now standing at Aquas Farm.
Racing HQ is brought to you by the Tab app. Get live streaming of every race every day, even when you're browsing the app. Gamble responsibly.
Let's check out the information here for the Sun, Doomben program. They've had half a mil of light drizzle this morning. It's a soft six. Peno 5.61 and the rail goes back into the through. Race one, take out 2, 6, 7, 11, 13 and 15. Race two, number 9. Race three, number 4. Race four, take out number 9. Race five, 8 and 9. Race six, 3, 4, 5, 7, 10, 11 and 14. Race 7 is clear. Race 8 at Doomben. Scratchings are 1, 5, 10, 12, 15 and 17. And race 9, 5, 6, 10, 11, 12, 14, 18 and 21. One rider there. Race 1, number 6 is Jackson Murphy. Race 1, number 16, Jackson Murphy. Michael Maxworthy, good morning.
Good morning to you, Andrew. Yes, yeah, since the rating came out this morning of a soft six, just a light shower went over Doomben around about an hour ago. Still pretty bleak conditions. I think we might get further showers throughout the day, so we need to look for horses that can genuinely handle rain-affected tracks.
All right, well, let's have a look at them. The first still jumps at the normal time of 11.47, and number 8, Bow Arrow at 2.90, 12 High Fiver at 4.80, and 4, Bold Chance at $5.
Yeah, he's an interesting runner, Bold Chance, an ex-New South Wales galloper now here with Rob Heathcote. He has been trialling well. His two trials for Rob have been good, and he's 2-for-2 on the soft. However, I'm going to take the punt on the likely leader here in number 14, Blue Seattle. She's a very quick horse, and usually in those 900s at the coast and the 1,000-metre races at Ipswich, she's usually taken on in the lead or obliged to race wide from awkward gates. But I think this race today, to my way of thinking, that there's not a lot of high-speed pressure over the 1,050. I think she pings to the lead. I think she should be able to lead pretty cruisy. And I think she'll give a good kick, Blue Seattle. I did see her at the track on Tuesday morning, and she looks in great order. So I'm going to back her each way to beat number 12, High Fiver. This guy's going for 4 wins on the trot, and he bolted in at the recent midweek meeting at Ipswich. Just a little concerned about him on soft ground, but he is flying. Then the ex-New South Wales galloper, Bold Chance, as I mentioned, his trials have been very good. So 14, 12, 4, and then throwing in number 8, the favourite, Bow Arrow. I just think $2.90 is a little bit short. He's only had the 2 starts for 2 wins, but in a lot easier grade. 14, 12, 4 and 8.
Righto. The 14 in the market there is Blue Seattle at $5.50 with tab.com.au. Race 2, we've got Torfic Boy, number 5, at 2.70. 1, Mashani El Lobo at 4.40. And with Tab Fixed Odds, number 8, Prue's Angel, currently at $5.
Good race, this one. Each way betting, just the one scratching, so there's 8 of them left. I'm with the five here, Torfic Boy, trained by Chris Lees. Chris has got a great knack of finding these races for his horses, and he commutes them beautifully between his Newcastle base and the stables on the Gold Coast operated by Mal Eggleston. And he's just found a perfect race for Torfic Boy today. He's had two starts here in Brisbane for Chris. Second, first up behind the unbeaten Meek Mr. Taylor, only beaten ahead. And then he won strongly last start at the Sunny Coast a fortnight ago, beating a handy one, Capital Connection. So he's on the up, this fellow, Torfic Boy. There's still plenty more to come. He's got a good gait, Jeff Lloyd rides, and he's been placed a number of times on rain affected. So I'm happy to go with him. Very hard to beat Torfic Boy. Over one, Bashani El Lobo. He's a very competitive horse. He's only had the one start for his new trainer, Les Kelly. And that was third at the coast on a Saturday behind the Open Company sprinter in Dal Cielo. Now, he does wear bar plates in front, this guy. So I'm thinking with the jar out of the track, the soft, it's probably going to suit Bashani El Lobo. Throwing in for third, number four, Tabbing. Although I was slightly disappointed with him last start, I just wonder whether he's coming down the other side of the hill after peaking. And then number eight, Prue's Angel. Now, she loves rain-affected tracks. The record is so good, I probably should have her a little bit higher in the standings. But it's a very competitive race. Happy to go with Torfic Boy, though, number five from 1, 4, and 8.
5, 1, 4, and 8. Now, the rest of the meeting just goes back a couple of minutes. With no Kembla Grange, they've just adjusted the times ever so slightly. The third race now at 12:59. Glitterer number 7 at 3:70. Prioritise number 6 at 3:90. And My Giuliano number 5, next best at 5:50.
They're always tricky, these middle distance races on a Saturday here in Brisbane. I'm just perusing the wet track form here, and noticeably one of them really stands out, and that is the Chris Waller runner number 5, My Giuliano. Is that 8 starts on a soft, the 4 wins, 2 seconds, and the 3rd. So this is his cup of tea. It's been a while since he's been on a soft track. So look for him to bounce back today. Michael McNabb taking the bout of My Giuliano for Chris. To beat number 6, Prioritise. He ran well when he had a couple of starts in Sydney a few weeks ago. And since returning to Sunny Coast, he's put together back-to-back wins over the mile, which I never thought I'd see the day. I thought he was essentially 12, maybe 1,300 maximum, but he's turned over a new leaf this time in Prioritise, and today he steps up to 2,000. Now, I must admit, I am a little bit concerned about him over the 2,000 metres, but with the claim, he's got no weight on his back, just 51. Number 7, Glitterer, the likely leader. The distance could be a little bit of an issue. I guess it depends on how cheap he gets it in the lead. And then I'm throwing in number 3, Ingie Goodby, as well handicapped here with a claim only 53. 5 on top, My Giuliano, 6, 7, and 3.
To race number 4, this now to be run at 1:34, and another appearance of Asharani. David Van Dyke couldn't have been more impressive on debut. It's at $1.60, number 3. Ailech number 1 at $7, and 2 She's Choosy at 11. How good could Asharani be, Maxie?
Well, he's talking about the 1,000 guineas at Caulfield, and he's eyeing off the prelude to the 1,000 guineas on the 30th of September, I think it is, at Caulfield. So he's got a very high opinion of her. She's got a lovely filly to look at, too. She's a well-grown three-year-old filly by I Am Invincible. And he basically declared her a certainty at her first start. She did race away and score a comprehensive win. It was only a field of 5. There was no depth in it. She simply had panels on the opposition. But since then, with the southern trip in mind, he's taken his time with her. He's given her a barrier trial and a recent jump out. He said on radio this morning, Andrew, that she's rock hard in condition. The alley is a concern, and she's unknown on the ground. But he's going to take the putt that her class will see her through today, Asharani. She got gate 10 out of 10 over the 1,200. Plan A is to go back, try and tuck in, get her to the middle of the track. But if she pings the gate, Jeff can go to plan B and ride her forward. But she should be too good for the opposition. Now, having said all that, I've got plenty of time for number 1, A Leach, as well. Now, with Blinker's first time, it could be that A Leach races ahead of the other filly, Asharani. And she's 2 for 2 on her heading, so she gets through the ground well. Blinkers are going on a 3-kilo claim, and she's well above average herself. So I think this is a really good Quinella for us in the fourth. number 3, Asherani, and number 1, A-Leash. And then just rough place chances to number 5, Mystic Mist, and number number 10, the other one, Con Ying. 3 and 1, and then 5 and 10.
A lot of interest. 1:34 for race 4. Race 5 is now at 9 minutes past 2. 2 Fuji Flyer is at $1.85. 1 Defense Missile at $3.80. And number 3, Full Nelson for Brian Smith at $7.50.
Yeah, if that Defense Missile had drawn in a little bit closer, I would have clearly had him on top here. Just a little concerned about that gate. A couple of scratchings. He's still got 9 out of 9. And he has been up for a while, but he's racing in great form, Defense Missile. Taking blinkers off him today, just the winkers off, because he was a bit keen when just beaten at the Sunny Coast last time. So because of the alley, I'm going to go with Fuji Fly in number 2. He's a colt to train by Heinrich and Rogers at the Gold Coast. He came trialing up a storm, and they presented him at the midweek meeting a fortnight ago at the Coast over 900. Hesitated a little bit, but he drove through. Joint leader turning into the straight, and then he dropped them off to win by 5.5, beating just okay opposition. So this is a big jump up for him, not only in grade, but also in distance, 900 to 1200 on a rain affected. So I think he might drift a little bit in the market, but I think you've got to go with him, Fuji Flyer. Jeff Lloyd sticks with him. To beat number 1, Defense Missile, again, I'm pretty keen about this, Cornella, 2 from 1. Throwing in 3, 4, Nelson. Now, he won impressively at the midweeks, and then he pulled hard and was wide last start. He won't pull today because he's got the inside gate. He should be able to get cover straight away. Expect him to improve. And then number 5, Enterprise Grand, to run on. 2-1, 3-5.
2-1, 3-5 there. Race 6 now due at 2:44. And the latest with Tab Fixed Odds in race 6, number 13, From Within, $1.65. 2 Johnny White Sox at $4.60. And 12 Dream Kisses at $8.50.
Gee, that's short for From Within. I wouldn't be interested at all in that $1.65. She was a bit disappointing at a first start for Toby Edmonds since coming from Sydney. She was expected to win and ran third at Doomben behind Meet Mr. Taylor. Look, she was only beaten around about her neck, but the run she had, and she cruised up to them. But I'm thinking that she took a lot of improvement from that. And then second up, she went to the Sunny Coast. She was pretty much gifted the lead and pulled away to score by 2. And she's probably going to lead pretty cruisy here as well over the 1,200. Now, she's had 3 goes over the trip, yet to run a place. But most of her early racing was in good stakes, 2- and 3-year-old company in Sydney. So we're going to look at that and address her differently now that she's running against much easier opposition here in Brisbane. Having said all of that, I'm really keen on Johnny White Sox at around the $4.60. I think we could play him all day, this guy. With the scratchings, that's good for him because he can settle a little bit closer to From Within. And I think if he's within 2 lengths of it turning into the straight, I reckon Johnny can run it down. He's good on the wet as well. And he trialled beautifully the other day. So we put a good case forward for Johnny White Sox for 2. To beat the front runner, 13 From Within, the short price favourite. Throwing in number 12, Dream Kisses. She seconded up and she was wide first up there at the Sunny Coast. So she'll go better today. And then Happy Who's from his good gate, number 1. 2:13, 12:1.
Race number 7 now at 3:24. And number 3, Fiery Heights, the favourite. $3.70, just favourite over 7, Zumbelina at $3.90. And then Soul for Song. They could have come to Sydney, but Kevin stayed up there, Kevin Kemp. It's 3rd in the line at $4.40.
Yeah, Safari Heights is just holding on to favouritism slenderly here. I'm all over Soul for Song. I think Kevin's made the right decision to keep her here today. It's remarkable. She's competed so well up and down the east coast of Australia in group races, yet she's only won 3 races, and all of them have been on soft ground. In fact, 5 goes on a soft for her 3 victories. The only slight concern is the 59 kilos. So hopefully we don't get any more rain. She probably doesn't want it any worse than what it is. But class-wise, she was terrific first up when running second to Dal Cielo. A bit against the pattern in that race. Dal Cielo cruised along in the lead, controlling it, and she was back midfield. And in the wash-up, she was only beaten a length. So a great return by Soul for Song. I think she can run them down here. To beat the leader, number 3, Fiery Heights. He's going very well, this guy. He's on a 7-day backup. The informed Tversky grabbed him in the last stride of the Sunny Coast last Saturday, so he's flying fiery. Throwing in number six here, time to talk. Rain affected, not a problem. Fully fit now. And then the Waller runner that they're backing today, Zumbelina. Good competitive race, but I'm going with Soul for Song 1 from 3, 6 and 7.
The second last is race 8. It's now due at 4 minutes past 4. And Scalapini's the favourite at the moment, number 8 at 3.20. 4 Capital Connection at 3.90. And then down the bottom, 14 Road to Heaven is at $5.
Yeah, good race. I think he's one of the better bets on the card today, this favourite Scalapini. He's won 3 of 10, but he hasn't had a lot of luck. I think his record should be a lot better than that. Third of his last two behind Gold Ambition and also Deer Mountain, but he's got a beautiful gate today, and I think a perfect trip for him, 1350 metres with Mark Duplessis in the saddle. So I think he's probably the best horse in the race here, Scalapini. So we're going to mark him as the good thing. To beat number 11, Splitter, now Matt McGilbray should be able to box feed her for fun, and she's in great form. Now, this time in, she's had the 5 starts for 2 wins, a second, a third, and a fourth. So she's drawn to get the run of the race here. I'm sure she's going to be in the finish. Number 4, her stablemate Capital Connection. Just a little concern up to the 1350 because he can pull a little bit. I think Jimmy Byrne's job is to come out on him and just get him to relax. And then throwing in 14, Road to Heaven. Chris Lee's runner, beautiful pedigree, a high chaparral from Lights of Heaven. Only a scone winner last time, but I know that Chris has got a bit of an opinion of Road to Heaven, and this horse is getting blinkers on for the first time. 8, 11, 4 and 14 in race 8.
And the last is race 9 today. It'll be run at 4.44, and with Tab Fixed Odds, number 4 looks like Elvis at 3.10, Gold Ambition at 4.40, along with Savotic Dancer, number 8.
Yeah, I'm sort of surprised that his favourite looks like Elvis. On the strength of that effort 7 days ago at the Sunny Coast, he started 2.20. He ran 6th, beaten 3.5 lengths behind Bell Burgess. Now, I know he got a long way back and he went fairly soon on him. He took off 600 metres from home, but Elvis got to the 200 and he clearly had enough of it. He lost ground thereafter, so he's had a fair bit of recent racing, so I'm happy to go against him today, looks like Elvis. I'm his biggest fan, but that was a worrying run 7 days ago. So I'm going with the 8 here, Zaphonic Dancer. Now, he was first up a fortnight ago at the Sunny Coast and ran a terrific race there. He was on speed, kicked on. He was first up 1,400, so no doubt he's going to trim up from that. Second up, last time he was second up, he ran a terrific race in the Toowoomba Guineas behind Ham. And he's second up again today over the same trip. So it all adds up to Zaphonic Dancer running well here from what I think is a pretty good gate. To beat number 15, Romney's Choice at a big price. Well, she comes out of that Zaphonic Dancer race at the Sunny Coast. She was back wide, finishing off down the outside, indicating the mile is probably going to suit her, and she's at a big price. Then one Gold Ambition. He's in great form. A little concerned about the 60 kilos and where he's going to end up. He might encounter some traffic problems. And then I'm throwing in Elvis for 4th. 8, 15, 1 and 4.
Righto. Best bets. You were pretty keen about race 8.
That's it. TAB number 8, Andrew Scalapini to get the cash.
Righto. Race 8, number 8. We'll keep an eye on the weather, but let's hope it stays clear. Thanks a lot, Maxie.
Okay. Thank you, Andrew.
Michael Maxworthy looking at Doomben. By the way, if you've missed any of the tips or the interviews that we did earlier, they're all on our Sky Sports Radio Twitter page. You can go to at Sky Sports Radio 1 and all the information there, scratchings, interviews, tips from all our form analysts, all there at Sky Sports Radio 1. Now, as we've been telling you right through this morning, Kembla Grange was called off due to 48 mils in very quick time last night, and there was water on the track this morning. So we're now going to preview Griffith. Now, Griffith have picked up Kembla Grange times today. So the first race will be at 1.44, the second at 2.19, the third at 2.54, the fourth at 3.34, the fifth, the cup, at 4.14, and race six at 6 minutes to five. So Griffith slotting into Kembla Grange times. It's a good 4, weather fine, rail true. Race one, take out 9, 11, 14 and 15. Race two, number 13. Race three, 11, 12, 13 and 14. Race four, number 4, and race 5, the last of the scratchings, take out 4, 13 and 15. And Paul Francis calling the action is on the line. Morning to you, Paul.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, everyone.
Let's have a look at them, mate. The first race now at 1.44. Vivendi, number 12, is the Tab Fixed Odds favourite at $1.80 over 6. Look behind at $5.
Yeah, Andrew, look, Vivendi's been racing well in the meeting in Victoria.
Okay, I was hoping for that line. I was hoping for that line to get better. I will know that, you know, Paul will be driving there. We might just take him off air and just see whether we can improve that line a little bit, or we can ring him back to see if we can rectify it. As I say, these races at Griffith today have now slotted into Kembla Grange times. We're on a good four with fine weather. After this, Paul Joyce will join us with his tips for every race at Rose Hill today. After 10.30, it'll be the Harness and Greyhounds. And then after 11, Peter Ellis will join us to look at Morfordville. Steve Moran to look at Moonee Valley through his eyes. And Darren Flindell will join us at Rose Hill just after 11.30. Paul, let's try it again, mate. Give us your thoughts. Give us your thoughts in race one, Paul.
Okay, Andrew. In the first, look, I do like 12 Vivendi, the favourite to score. It is, as you mentioned, $1.80, and is the favourite in the first event to win. I thought 7, Louisiana Bell, was probably the hardest to beat. Luke Pepper, the trainer there, and Matthew Carr will do the riding. Number 7 to run second. 3rd to 6, look behind. Now, Gary Colvin's preparing this horse for a couple of fellows that are on the Griffith Committee. So you'd expect it to run well, 6, look behind. And number 10, Serious Charge, is the best of the rest. So in the first, the numbers are 12, 7, 6 and 10 in race 1 at Griffith.
Okay, race 2, a benchmark 50. Beaujean, number 1 here, the favourite at 3.20. 2, Hurricane Jack at 6. And then out to 7, Yorkie Way at $6.50.
Andrew, I'm going with Beaujean. It is the $3 favourite with the TAB this morning. Look, it won at Narendra. It drew one, and it has done the same this afternoon. It's well drawn in barrier one. Although it has a lot of weight, we'll take the claim for Jody Hughes. To beat number 2, Hurricane Jack, I went to Berrigan a couple of weeks ago. This horse was very heavily backed in from sevens into about $2. It ran a very good race. Ran third and looked at one stage as if it's going to run over the top of them. But it was a good run, Hurricane Jack. I think on the tape this morning it was 5.50. But I put Beaujean on top to win from Hurricane Jack, who I'd be watching closely. 10 Wyoming Lord has been pretty consistent, and it's your third selection. And 5 Dane Slugger, the local, is the fourth selection. It's 1, 2, 10 and 5 in race 2, Andrew.
Righto, Paul. Race 3 is a benchmark, 58 over the 1,000. Trevor Sutherland's got the favourite here just though. Number 7, Benno's Boy at 3.60. 8, Matthew's Honour at 3.70. And Mordacious, number 2, another one for Trevor, at $6.
Yeah, well, I went for 10 Diamonds for Alice. She went well last time in training. She has had one trial at Narendra about 3 weeks ago. She ran second in that trial. Look, I think she's drawn reasonably well, and she's a good price each way forever there on 10 Diamonds for Alice. I thought she could win. Look, Matthew's Honour is pretty smart. He's number 8, and he's hit well in the market, and you can't leave Benno's Boy out. He's a wonderful old campaigner. I think he's won about 14 or 15 races. He's a very good chance, and also I went for Albert Jet with a bit of a chance too. So the numbers in the third event are 10 Diamonds for Alice to win from 8 Matthew's Honour, 7 Benno's Boy, and number 4 Albert Jet.
Okay, Diamonds for Alice currently at $7.50 with Tab. Race 4, the Class 1, number 3, Quick Spin at $2.15, 2 Arthur Porritt at $5.50, and 1 Father Brown next in line at the moment, $6.50.
Yeah, well, I'm going with number 3, Quick Spin, the favourite. He won at Berrigan, and he won nicely there. He's a nice horse by Hard Spun. He is improving all the time. I've noticed each run back for this preparation, he has improved in each run. He's drawn well. He's drawn barrier one, and he's a go-forward horse, which you have to be in the firing line there at Griffith. It's a sharp-turning track. From barrier one, I think he's going to get a lovely run. Look, Arthur Porritt, I put him into second number two. He has got the blinkers back on today. He was tailed off some 10 or 12 lengths behind the field at Narendra, and he absolutely charged home. I think the blinkers might sharpen him up, and I think you'll notice a big change in his form today, number two, Arthur Porritt. I'm not sure what happened at Narendra, but he absolutely flashed home, and he's going to be a big threat, I think. So it's 3 to beat 2. I put 12, Baku Bill, one of the locals, in number 12 for third, and 8, Josie's Cruiser for fourth. But it's 3, 2, 12 and 8. Quick Spin's racing well, and a big watch on 2, Arthur Porritt.
Righto, the feature race is race 5, now run at 4.14, the Griffith Cup. Number 5, Hang'em with Willie's the favourite here at $2.40. 7, Dan Trill at $3.70. And then it's out to Willie White Sox, number 2, at $9.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty open affair. I went with 7, Dan Trill. It's drawn barrier 1 for Blake McDougall. Gary Colvin's the trainer at Wagga. Its first up run was a very good third at Wagga. It did go down to a couple of runs in highways in Sydney in the last 5 or 6 months. It resumed with a good run. It's well drawn. I put it on top 7, Dane Trill, to beat number 5, Hanging with Willie. He's your favourite. I think he opened up at 250 on the tote this morning. As you mentioned, he's 240. So he's got backing. And I went 9, Financial Miss. She's a go-forward horse, Financial Miss. She's racing. She never runs a bad race. She'll be very, very honest. And it's a fireball. He won his maiden by 7 lengths at Morfordville in South Australia. And he came to Narendra about...